All right, I'll take this one right out of the chute. Go ahead, Manny.
Yes, sir. My question is about yesterday. Seems like everything y'all promoted was about great cops doing stuff and being great and helping out society, which I have nothing wrong with that. I've donated to your show at the White Trash Party, but y'all never report the bad things they do.
Never.
Like I was asking
never.
Alfie.
Never.
Well, it's like the guy that got shot.
How about I seldom hear you talk about it, but you can't ever say never unless you listen to the entire show.
I listen to the show.
Well, then you're lying. Or you're just an idiot. Choose one. You must choose.
Okay, I called about this topic that happened, and Alfie says he can't find nothing on it.
All right, if you can't find anything, that doesn't mean that we're lying about it. What about the cop that shot a couple of pit bulls?
Oh, yeah.
Shot a pit bull. We were all over him.
Yeah, the Cleburne police officer. We're all over that, Manny.
No, it's not about that. It's
now, what we're talking about. You say we never talk about anything. I'm not going to argue with you about it. You don't like it? Don't listen. Don't listen. Don't listen. Don't listen. Bye. Goodbye. What'd you just send me, Alfie?
That's the story that this guy's referring to. He asked me, I think, yesterday when we had a full bank of calls to try and look up the story. And I go, okay, I'll try and find it. I hang up on him.
So, did Manny give you all the information related to this case? Because I've been looking for it since Monday, and there's very little out there. There's not enough for us to discuss, other than something happened and it's being investigated.
Exactly.
I don't like that starting out. Why do you only report, talk about good cops?
You never talk about the bad ones. Well, I'm not talking about the one time you talked about the bad one. I'm talking about this one. Then it's not never you. You bad, bad idiot. You never, that means you've listened to every second of every show ever, will know, then shut up.
I listen to every second of every show, and I can't even say, we've never, or we've done this. I have no clue. You're not going to start off with me. First of all, playing me off as just some type of cop groupie that I don't see any of the bad that they do.
Not to mention,
I've seen firsthand the bad they do to try and get themselves out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Alfie sent me the story. I'm waiting for the browser to load. I don't want you listening to me anymore, Manny. You pussy. You're not even a man. You're a Manny. I deserve a chug for that one.
Cheers. Detectives have interviewed more than 20 witnesses in connection with the February 20th fatal shooting of an unarmed Mexican national by a Grapevine officer. That's according to police on Wednesday. Among other developments in the investigation, Officer Robert Clark, who shot 31-year-old Ruben Garcia Villapalando twice in the chest on 121 in Euless, submitted a written statement to detectives on Monday. No date is set for when the investigation will be complete. After the investigation, the criminal case will be turned over to the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office, which will present it to a grand jury. Now, two other details that I know from trying to figure out stuff this week is supposedly the officer shouted derogatory comments towards the suspect, but also that was after the conclusion of a chase with the suspect from one city into another.
Yeah, I'd probably be apt to throw out some bad, bad words if I had to chase somebody.
Well, here's the thing. What I read, and this is based on the news, was that the officer used derogatory language. I don't know what language that is. There is dash cam video. I have not seen it. It has not been released to the public. I don't know what's on it.
Yeah, what are you reading that off CBS 11?
This is off WFAA.
Okay. And this doesn't say much more. It just says, as the investigation continues into a deadly officer-involved shooting regarding a Grapevine police officer, the city of Grapevine is asking for its citizens to reserve judgment, meaning wait, let's see what happened.
Well, that didn't happen because last night at the city council meeting, a number of protesters bust in the meeting holding signs, shouting, hands up, don't shoot.
Well, did anybody get shot?
Yes.
At the meeting?
Oh, no, not at the meeting, no. I thought you meant in reference to what they were protesting.
I'm saying, how many times have my hands been in the open and I said, don't shoot, that I've been shot? I've never been shot.
Well, it started with the Michael Brown case in Ferguson because his buddy, who had a reason to lie, said that Michael Brown's hands were up in the air saying, don't shoot me, and that's when Officer Darren Wilson shot him. However, none of that was corroborated by physical evidence or other eyewitness accounts. also by the local police, the state police, and now the federal police.
Yeah, I think the Department of Justice no build.
In essence,
wouldn't use that term. That's only for the grand jury, but they cleared him of wrongdoing.
Right. Now, at the same time, they also said, Ferguson, you got a big-ass problem. So while this situation, the officer is vindicated, your town and your police force is not.
Let me see if there's anything in this story about a witness. On February 20th, a Grapevine officer shot and killed a man following a high-speed chase and traffic stop that began in Grapevine and ended in Euless, according to police. The man was later identified as 31-year-old Ruben Garcia Villalpando. That's probably close, doesn't it sound?
That's it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're the big corrector today.
What?
I had to cut a dando spot. I didn't understand any of it. Alfie's in the back going, no, it's this.
Good.
That's all right. I don't get most of the dando thing today.
What is it?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
All I know is I picked up, Chloe and Alfie wrote it. I picked out music just to screw it up.
Wow. Look at you with the subterfuge.
Some of his family members have seen the dash cam video and have called for it to be released to the public.
It will be.
Police officers used unnecessary violence, and especially with the language that was going towards my brother-in-law, says Fernando Romero. And I think you read the statement released Tuesday by the city of Grapevine. Did you read that or not?
A portion of it basically saying that it's under investigation. It's going to take some time. Reserve judgment.
That's paraphrasing, but that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, much paraphrasing.
I believe the Mexican government has weighed in on this.
The Mexican government is upset because this is the second Mexican national to die at the hands of police officers. The other one was somewhere in the Northwest. That was because I think the suspect was throwing rocks or a rock at the officer when he was shot and killed.
I think their big thing is that they weren't notified. There's some sort of protocol that they have to go through, that the department has to go through whenever they notify the, I guess, the consul or the consulate or whatever.
Yeah, there's some sort of protocol about that whenever we kill one of their citizens. Yet I don't remember the Mexican consulate being anywhere when Officer Brian Jackson was murdered.
Yeah, explain that to Joanne Jackson, his widow.
By a Mexican national.
And that's got nothing to do with where they're from. It's
no.
Just, yeah, if you've got a problem with this, well, why didn't you have a problem with that when Brian Howard Jackson was ambushed in an alley?
I just can't stand hypocrisy.
Well, I can't stand the fact that somebody, why don't you ever talk? You praise cops. Yeah? And? That it's the first thing out of Manny's mouth. First, he was already on, the phone was ringing even before the show music started.
3 o'clock, you know, he watched it. Atomic clock. Straight up 3 o'clock. Boopy, poppy, poop. You never, God, I hate that. I hate that. When you start any sentence with that phrase.
Chicks will do that.
Yeah. That's why we as men are programmed to hate it.
Yes.
You never. I'm about to hold.
Not only do I ever, I'm about to now.
Yeah. About to rip through my clothes.
Now, I did. All right, let's get off this for a second.
Okay.
Close this browser out. See if it will do that for me. Thank you. I did see that the accidentally heard it. I didn't read it yet. The volunteer fireman that shot those dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that story?
I do.
Read that, then I'll play you the new dendo.
I don't want you to.
I'll play it first if you want.
Let me read this. A volunteer fireman in North Texas was arrested Wednesday on 2 felony counts of animal cruelty after he posted a photo on Facebook of 2 dead dogs with a message to neighbors saying he had warned them to keep away from his property. Tim Knatzer, 47, of Roy City, turned himself in and remained in the Hunt County Jail Wednesday morning. A jail supervisor said his bond had been set at $5,000. The photo on Knatzer's Facebook account showed 2 dogs apparently shot to death with the message, "Somebody didn't put any truth in my warning. Keep your damn dogs on your property."
Is there anything in the story that said that the dogs had done damage, the dogs had attacked people, the dogs presented some type of danger?
Not in this story, but a story I saw last week with an interview with, I think it was the dog's owners, or at least the person who found the dogs in the ditch where he left them. said that there was no evidence showing any sort of anything against his property or livestock.
Okay. But he's been charged with two counts?
Yeah. Yeah, one for each animal.
A felony?
Two felony counts of animal cruelty.
And he probably could have avoided this. I don't know why you had to post the pictures. Or come up as a big man. Or say, hey, look, okay, could have gone this route because people are big in rural areas about not keeping their dogs, even in my area, not keeping their dogs in their yard. But that's not a concern of mine because I have fences.
Mm-hmm.
He could have posted the picture and said, with the picture of the two dead dogs, here's a reason to keep your animals tied up. Bad things can happen. Misunderstanding can happen. Somebody could, you know, misperceive an animal's actions and kill it when they didn't have to if you kept your dog in a fenced-in area.
Yeah, and also would have helped his cause.
Had he done that instead of just going, see?
Right.
Who warned you?
Yeah, I think it also would have helped his cause had he not posted the photo. Had he just...
I think he could have posted the photo but said in that manner, I had to do this. Let this serve as a PSA to keep your animals fenced in because sometimes we're not really sure if an animal is aggressive or not.
To me, that would still be too far. That would be, you know, sort of barbaric. You don't need to post the photo to drive the point home.
Well,
at least then you're right.
Sometimes you do.
At least then you're right. At the very least, you'd be more open to interpretation.
Instead of being braggartly
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yeah, because he might as well have thrown in the hashtag country justice. Because that's the mentality. Not on my land.
I'm not sure what he'll get, though, because we're talking about two state jail felonies.
Mm-hmm. Was that each count goes up to 10 years?
I don't know. I mean, they bumped animal cruelty in Texas from a class A to a felony. It might have even been a class B in the past. I don't know. I don't know how far it jumped. I know it is a felony now. I'm not saying he should be locked up forever, but I'm the wrong person to come to look for sympathy after you've killed an animal for no reason.
Yeah. The other thing that I've always struggled with is whenever you've got any sort of a neighbor dispute, you might think in your head, man, I'd love to do this, whatever it is. But I still think, I still got to live next to that person, at least for a little while. I can't even fathom shooting my neighbor's dogs, bragging about it on Facebook, and then just think, eh, everything's going to be cool. I'd be worried that they would retaliate. They might kill me in my sleep.
There had to be an easier way to handle it.
Oh, there are lots of easier ways to do it than what he did, supposedly.
And we assumed that he notified his neighbors, hey, your dog's getting in my yard. And if they do again, sorry, just telling you, I'm trying to be a dick, I'm going to kill him. Well, that's enough for them to say, all right, possibly we need to have them tethered down.
Mm-hmm.
You want your dando spot now? Calm things down?
Fine. Never. Stupid.
Like I said, I don't understand any of this one because these are movies I don't watch.
Okay.
Attention, all but Rump Happy Fun Time fans. Are you looking for the next great adventure in ass pleasure? Pretty Little Dan Incorporated is proud to introduce our latest discovery, the Dando Baggins. Harder than a dark crystal, the Dando Baggins is imbued with an ancient elven power. This Dando emits an eerie blue glow whenever your ass desires a pounding. The Dando Baggins is handcrafted by dwarven craftsmen deep in the mines of Moria. Damn it. Deep in the mines.
All right. It's early, but this may be the second one that I like.
And for the record, anything that's like that was not me. That's all Alfie. I'm going to throw him out under the bus right now. I try to put simplistic stuff in there, like Merlin, stuff that, you know.
People, that doesn't go.
No.
Oh, I have no reference at all. What is it? Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went, okay, I'll go ahead and cut it. Now, if he stays in the studio with me while I'm reading it so he can correct me on the fly.
I like that you left that in.
Yeah.
It's all right, you little pricks. I'll take your funny Bimbo Baggins or whatever the hell it is, and I'll screw it up with Johnny Cash. And we'll finish this when we get back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show
at theovernight.org.
And Dan's running in circles. Oh, it's big weather day. I love weather. I took my jacket off because I mean business.
That's right. Cold outside. Hot in here.
But you make fun of the weathermen when they get all excited about the weather.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a cold front.
3:34. First check on traffic. Alvy Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russell. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dig on USA Network. Only a couple incidents out there right now. Let's start off in Irving. Southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, just after Shady Grove. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Somebody spun out there and hit the wall. Traffic there is backed up back from 114. And in Plano, eastbound on the bush, just before Preston, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from the tollway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation.
CBS presents this program in color.
This is Chief Meteorologist Larry Mowry from the CBS 11 Storm Center. Eagle weather is brought to you by Burger King, and the weather here as we go into the evening gets pretty rough. We're going to see a change over to sleet and even some snow later tonight, but most of this will be out of here by daybreak tomorrow. Problem is, temperatures will be in the 20s overnight tonight, so any ice that forms on the roads, it'll be with us tomorrow morning, and really through much of the day tomorrow, as we'll only top out in the mid-30s tomorrow afternoon.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Cool your jets first.
No, it sucks.
Hold on.
It's terrible.
Hi, this is Larry Mowry, Chief Meteorologist for CBS 11. In good and bad weather, we constantly see our first responders performing acts of courage. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have bravely fallen in the line of duty. You can help. To donate, please go to russmartin.com. And thank you very much.
All right, go ahead, Slick.
Not fair. That is a low blow.
That's the way we roll.
That sucks.
He just got doubled.
Do what?
He just got doubled. First of all, I've got traffic. Then he can't say anything.
Dude, my weather. You'll do all the big productions for Larry Mowry.
Yeah, give him a good jingle. All I get to whoosh. Oh, presented in color. Mr. Flat Reed.
Well, we don't work at CBS.
I know that.
Well, I don't have any Clear Channel or iHeart jingles to throw in for you.
Well, whose fault is that?
You want to go back to CBS?
No.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Who was it that was running CBS when we were there? Was it Mel Karmazin?
For a part of it.
Do you think he knew any of our names?
No.
CEO of CBS, broadcast, radio division.
I know he didn't know mine. Maybe yours. Definitely Ron Chapman's.
Mm-hmm. Our CEO here at IR, Clear Channel, Bob Pittman.
Yes.
Does he know the show?
He does.
Okay. So, you pick where you want to go.
I already said I want to stay. I'm just saying, iHeart could buy a jingle factory. They probably already got one. iHeart Media. I mean, something. Something that sounds big and
get
cool.
Get a bunch of kids in a sweatshop singing jingles in Ethiopian. We got jingles.
We do?
You know those things that you hear out of commercial breaks?
Yeah.
That's
number one for a f***ing reason.
That's not
the
a jingle.
Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L. I'm sorry, that's not a what?
All right, that last part was a jingle.
The whole thing's a jingle.
I was a sweeper.
What the f*** is wrong with you? Of course, we're using jingles at we had produced back in 1987.
Yes.
Well, that's where you should have gone with it. That's not a jingle. That's a sweeper. And Variety and Plethora are the same thing.
That's Kinsey. Do not lump me in with that thing.
I'm Kinsey O'Malley.
How dare you? It's nowhere near the same.
Nathan from Dickies was making memes last night about Kinsey's not knowing the difference between plethora.
Was he really?
And variety. Yeah.
What was he doing?
Where did he get pictures of her?
Not pictures of her. It's just pictures of normal memes that they have around the internet and just slapping, you know,
Kinseyisms.
Kinseyisms on them.
Do you recall one of them?
I can't. I'll send it to you guys later. Any of the
college freshman kid?
No, it's
the honest bear.
No, it's one of the like little kid. Like he's pointing at. I don't know. I can't explain it. I'll just send him to you later. He was making memes.
Wonder why Nathan would spend time doing that.
I don't know, but you know they're personalized because they had Kinsey's name on them.
Nice.
Damn, I forgot what Larry Mallory said about the weather.
CBS presents this program in color.
This is Chief Meteorologist Larry Mallory from the CBS 11 Storm Center. Eagle weather is brought to you by Burger King, and the weather here as we go into the evening gets pretty rough. We're going to see a change over to sleet and even some snow later
what?
Tonight.
Really? Sleet?
So most of this will be out of here by daybreak tomorrow.
Alfie, what's the temp right now?
Will be in the 34. Overnight tonight.
Yeah, we missed
so
it.
So any ice that forms on the roads, it'll be with us tomorrow morning and really through much of the day tomorrow, as we'll only top out in the mid-30s tomorrow afternoon.
It's electric.
Hey, the bed timed out. We guessed when we had him recorded a few hours ago.
Yeah.
We said 39, and I guess we missed it by so much, he just left it out.
Which is actually smart. That's what I do when I pre-record it. Right now, it's...
I like how he even mentioned the sponsor in there, too.
Yeah, he did. At least he got the sponsor, right?
Well, we gave him that.
Well, I'm just.
What do you think? He just called over and went, "Hey, can I do a weather for you guys?"
No,
is it Burger King?
Because I just had a Whopper and I didn't want to get a plug. It was really good.
Right, let's go back and finish the Dando Baggins thing.
Oh boy.
Now, are you into the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I've seen. I saw the.
Who stars in this thing?
Well, see, there's two different sets of trilogies. As far as there's like the original trilogy that was Lord of the Rings, and that had Frodo Baggins, and that was destroying the ring. The new trilogy is his uncle Bilbo Baggins, and basically, how was it, Alfie, how they get the ring in the first place?
Exactly.
Yeah. I saw the...
What are these rings we're talking about?
I think it's just the one bad ring.
Well, you mean like a ring you wear in your finger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what does a ring do? It's like if you... push two of the rings together, you turn into Electro Woman, Dinah Girl.
No.
Or in form of?
The Transformers, the Ninja Turtles. The
Wonder Twins?
I don't know.
Wonder Twins.
Wonder Twins banged rings.
Okay. But we're just talking, that's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
And the whole struggle is who is going to be Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. Because whoever is in possession of the ring and controls the power and can take over the world, basically.
All right. Because I read it, the script, I didn't get any of it.
Well, a lot of people, I didn't. A lot of people had to read the books in school. And then I was familiar with the books enough that I knew they existed. And then I just saw the movies when they came out.
Okay. Well, if this is funny to you guys, fine. I don't get it.
Attention, all but Rump Happy Fun Time fans. Are you looking for the next great adventure in ass pleasure? Pretty Little Dan Incorporated is proud to introduce our latest discovery, the Dando Baggins. Harder than a dark crystal, the Dando Baggins is imbued with an ancient elven power. This Dando emits an eerie blue glow whenever your ass desires a pounding. The Dando Baggins is handcrafted by dwarven craftsmen deep in the mines of Moria. Damn it.
Deep in the mines of Moria, from the bowels of a... From the bowels of... You really? From the bowels of a dwarven...
Yeah, this is creeping up to be my favorite.
And this is the edited version.
Oh, God.
There were a lot more mistakes. The thing would have been 3 minutes long.
Fair enough.
Deep in the mines of Moria. Damn it. Deep in the mines of Moria, from the bowels of a... From the bowels of... You really? From the bowels of a dwarven gold mine to the bowels of a dwarven street mime, the Dando Baggins comes with a series of mithril spikes designed to burrow into your hobbit hole like a feisty troll. The Dando Baggins also comes with a series of limited edition pooper pounder attachments. Attach the magical wizardry staff to your Dando Baggins, and in no time at all, you'll go from being Gandalf the White to Gandalf the Brown. Looking for a softer and safer Dando experience? Just attach your Dando Baggins to our special oaken shield to give your ass just the right amount of sting. Order today and we'll include a genuine Mordor cock ring forged in the fires of Mount Doodoo. You too can gain control.
Mount Doodoo. I don't care if you never read the book, never saw the movie. Yeah. That part's funny.
And I got that one wrong too. Mordor. What did I say?
You got that one right.
No, I don't think I did. What was the other one with the spikes?
That was Mithril.
Yeah.
Mm.
I forgot what I said. But Alfie's got to point it out.
That's not it.
They're not going to get to all these ethereal jokes if you don't get it. A brown. Looking for a softer and safer Dando experience? Just attach your Dando Baggins to our special oaken shield to give your ass just the right amount of sting. Order today and we'll include a genuine Mordor cock ring forged in the fires of Mount Doodoo. You too can gain control over the races of Middle Earth with your precious Mordor cock ring. With your Dando Baggins and genuine Mordor cock ring in hand, you truly will be the Lord of the cock rings. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
All right, this is Shifting Gears. I endorse this product. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Switch back to AM.
Yeah, really. It's like Shifty opened up the AM window, stuck his head in, said his piece, and left.
They pay me to endorse these Dando products.
Really?
That's what I carry on the long haul.
Oh.
My very, very own big rig Dando. I dare you question me. I'm Shifty Gears.
I know you are.
We are. I'm not that half breed.
Too bad nobody heard that.
A few people.
Video stream. Okay. Let's see. You know, when I played I produced it and I played the Dando Baggins thing for Alfie. He goes, "What's that music?" I went, "It's none of your business."
Wow.
I pulled some recognizable clips from
the movies.
Yeah, with the Hobbit, Lord, whoever.
Yeah.
I went, "Oh, you corrected me while I was reading a spot. I am going to f*** up your parody."
I'm sorry, Alfie.
You know what? You tried to F it up, but I don't mind it.
You don't mind the ring of fire underneath that?
It is a little less obvious than, I'm assuming that you pulled the title, like, sequence or whatever.
Exactly, something from the trailer or something.
Yeah.
I ain't got no time for that.
You like to go deeper.
I like to be wrong.
It's not wrong, though. It actually still kind of fits.
Actually, yeah, because doesn't the ring somewhere catch on fire?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of Frodo's journey, he throws it into Mount, what is it?
Mount Doom,
which is, you know, fire.
Damn it.
Yeah, you accidentally stumbled onto smart.
Okay.
Damn it.
I hate it when that happens. I'll show Alfie.
And it took me forever.
I think you'd have been better off going with tequila.
He goes, oh, no, it's just, I left these cuts on this flash drive. He used one of those. Listen to him. I went, I don't recognize these. I want something I recognize. Well, it's got to fit with the bed. I went, whose show? Ours. Not today.
Yeah, Alfie forgot like the key the key aspect of that. It's our show unless Russ is mad. Alfie says line one. There he is trying to direct your show again. Hold up a finger. Make Russ do my bidding.
Yes, Adam.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for getting me called to my sergeant's office. I keyed up to talk to my dispatcher right when you talked about the three attachment pooper pounder. And it broadcasts to the entire department that's on duty right now.
Why are you listening to the radio while you're on duty?
Well, I figured it's allowed. It's your show.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, Adam, you're not the first person to get in trouble. Like, there have been people that ended up getting out
of... Hang on. What did your sergeant say?
Okay. I got an NBC message that said, what radio station is that? And when I replied with the Russ Martin show, I got a message back that said, you need to come to my office so we can talk about what's appropriate to be listening to and keying up on the mic at the same time.
What did he say wasn't appropriate?
I imagine broadcasting a pooper pounder to a bunch of female dispatchers did not go over well.
I'm sure there are some dispatchers that work in your department that like it in the ass.
Well, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah, that's what all you cuffs do. Yeah. did he chew you any further when you went in?
Not yet. Oh, I'm en route. I still haven't made it there yet.
Ooh.
You want me calling?
Would you?
Sure. I'll put you on hold, Alfie. You can give Alfie his number.
I don't know if that's going to go over any better.
I'll do it during the...
That would be my concern.
What?
Is that you may make it worse.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I imagine.
And you know what? Right before we played that, I don't know if you were listening up until that point.
What?
Who were we defending?
Who were you defending?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that part. I was probably reading my
ending. The show started out with some jackass named Manny. How come you never read any stories that talk about bad things that cops do? Well, because most of the time, they're not screwing up. You just don't like them because you probably had run-ins with the law. Manny, you're not even a whole man. Your name's Manny.
Good point. I'm going to hold off on you calling my sergeant because I'm then in fear that he'll order the dando bag and use it upon our next meeting.
Yeah, you don't want that at next roll call.
If you have any problems, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll have Alfie give you the hotline number. If you have any problems, you have your sergeant call me.
Roger that.
All right, stand by. Alfie, line one, please. Make sure he's a cop before you give out the hotline.
Got it.
What did you use to make sure? He sounded copy.
He had like that thing in the background, you know, it's like, you know, so it sounded like he was really in a squad car.
Oh yeah, that's it. He's definitely a cop. That and it made him do the alphabet by the letters, by the names.
Yeah, I'll start doing that with cops. They call in, they want to get on the air. Make them do the alphabet backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You cop suckers.
See,
it's funny when you make us do it, and then you trick us.
Yeah.
I mean, we go, well, I couldn't even do that sober. Aha!
We'll stand on one foot. Ah, he fell over.
I'm surprised nobody teaches field sobriety test classes. Because if you...
I mean, as far as how to pass them?
Well, just do it over and over and over and over. Whatever it is that they have you do out in the field.
Yeah.
Do it. It's like defensive driving or whatever. And then once you've got it down, muscle memory will kick in if you've maybe approached the legal limit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or judged poorly. But I mean, really, that's almost the obligatory thing to say. Well, I couldn't do this sober. Making a joke,
right?
But now you've admitted to it.
Yeah, you just implicated yourself.
I can't. I'm not even going to try. I can't do the alphabet backwards because in your mind you have to do like the last three letters. Yeah. So it's Z, Y, X.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm already lost. V, U, T.
Yeah.
W, X, Y, and Z.
No. S, R, Q.
Hmm?
Yeah, the backwards alphabet is tough. To me, the whole thing kind of seemed...
Just have me blow in something.
Well, in case you refuse, or it's the build-up process. They start with the little stuff, and then they work up to the pin test, and then from the pin test, they'll see if they can
when
get you to blow.
When you say pin test, you mean where you follow their eye, you follow the pin with your eyes.
And that's the one that they say, just short of actually doing a breathalyzer, will let them know if you're under the influence of
something.
Well,
they just do that. The rest of it, it's nothing more than a dog and pony show. Watch this.
Uh-huh. Look like get him to do on camera.
Take this Dando Baggins. Which I don't even know what the Dando Baggins is. They never really describe it. They just say it's forged from Mountain Dew Dew.
And then I imagine
it's a rooster ring.
At the very least. And then it glows blue whenever you're ready for a good pounding.
We were doing the TV show. We did a segment on police officers. And were you driving the Hummer, Chloe?
Yes.
So we show me in the squad car. You've got my POV from the squad. Mm-hmm. And this Hummer weaving back and forth. So I pulled Chloe out of the Hummer, who obviously for the show was drunk.
Sure.
And in real life was
drunk.
And we went through the field sobriety observation test, whatever, finally. I handed him a guitar and went, play Deep Purple. Play Smoke on the Water.
Before that was Algebra.
Oof.
And then he played, you know, Smoke on the Water, and I took the guitar away from him and went, all right, you can go. Because I can't, all right, Merry Christmas.
Just fell right over.
We shot it in July, which made it even funnier.
Gotcha.
Alfie, what's line three?
He's calling about the Dando spot.
Yes, Eddie. Bye, Eddie. What Eddie want?
Eddie was on the verge of peeing his pants, and he was worried that the Dando spot was going to give him nightmares, too.
Why?
I don't know.
Is he scared of Mount Doodoo?
Think about it, Slick.
I'm afraid of Mount Doodoo.
How many people ever text or take selfies on the side of Mount Doodoo?
That's true.
You never hear of rescue attempts on the side of Mount Doodoo?
Yeah, if you fall into Mount Doodoo, that's your fault.
We're so three.
I don't know what that means.
I think it means we're all 3 years old.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know if it was one of them stupid Hobbit jokes or not. What's the other one I have no idea about? The Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's about wizardry.
Yeah. Child wizardry.
That's it. Me and child wizardry means I just peed the bed.
What did you say, magic afterwards? Oh, gotcha.
You got the wrong wizard.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
404. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Racetrack. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Highway 67. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Cockrell Hill. And in Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker just after Shady Grove. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from 114. Finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20 right at campus. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up in the area. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle Weather brought to you by the Traffic Warrant Roundup. Tonight, ice, sleet, snow, and...
I'm not going to that.
I think you should.
It sounds like...
Or at least check with someone to see if you need to.
We're having a big dance. What's it called? Traffic Warrant Roundup.
Oh, shit. I don't want to go to that.
No. That ain't as... No, they're stupid. Nobody's going to show up for that. It's like when they say, hey, you want a trip to Aruba? That's when I show up. That's when they arrest you.
Mm-hmm. Also, snow and a wind advisory, a low of 25 tomorrow. Eventually, tomorrow afternoon, late, will be partly cloudy as we hit a high of 41. Right now, 36 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
Pay now and avoid jail. Call 877-268-6128. 877-268-6128.
How many cities are involved in that?
It's like three or four from what I heard briefly there. It was Balch Springs. Irving was one of them.
Not Euless?
It's at Dallas County.
Oh.
So, yeah, Euless, you're fine. What'd you do when you... I don't need to ask.
Hey, could you come in if you got warrants since we lost our squad?
Move over and let the big dog... The Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
You know, I didn't realize that they were having bad weather in New York. I wasn't really paying attention. I should know because of all the snow stories out of the north.
Mm-hmm.
But I was emailing back and forth. I think it's with Bob Pittman. No, I think it's somebody a little higher up. It's a chick that's vice president of iHeart. Maybe just one step down from Bob. About us going to New York.
Really?
And she was trying to help with coordinating the dates. And I said... I really plan on having the Batmobile shipped. I said, you know, for what he's, of all the stations, for iHeartMedia, all the employees, along with Clear Channel Outdoor, he finds time to help me with the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I went, he deserves more than just a thank you email. And she goes, 66 Batmobile. I sent her a picture. She goes, how's that corner in 6-inch slush?
That's awesome. See, that's how you get to be a vice president. It's smart questions.
I hadn't even thought about it. I thought it might be chilly, but again, kind of focus on here.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that'll buy some time and we can wait till May.
Whatever you want to do.
Well, I don't know when it clears up in New York.
I would think by then it's going to be better. I was actually thinking about it last night because you had mentioned possibly going because the date of the 23rd, March 23rd, was thrown out. And then you said possibly you go on the 23rd because you don't want to make the CEO, chairman of the company, wait in case he's a, hey, come see me now kind of person. And then the rest of us go later and do a broadcast. So, well, I think that sounds like a very good idea. And unless Bob's totally cool with just us waiting and going up when it's nicer. And we can all take a stroll through Central Park.
And he's into, I found out our CEO is into cars. Alfie, the iHeart car, do you know what that's made out of?
I have no clue. I think it looks chromed out completely, though, from what I've seen.
And the whole thing, I couldn't even tell because Bob Pittman, our CEO, sent me a picture. I guess iHeart had it made for iHeart Media, and then he bought it from the company. That's what I understand. So obviously he's a car guy.
So what kind of car is it?
It looks like a huge, I think of the biggest Batmobile from any of the movies.
Okay.
It looks bigger than that, but just kind of shaped out of tubes with no true body to it. Alfie, is that close?
That's very close.
And it's like multicolored, like somebody hit it with Elmer's and then sprayed glitter on it. I only saw it once. That's the best way I can describe it.
That's weird.
I thought you probably Google it. Just put iHeart car.
All right. Let's see here.
So I sent him an email back. Mr. Pittman, I went, that's pretty wicked. Does it have flames that come out the back? He sent back.
Really?
No. I went, then it's low rent.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He's already trash talking the boss.
Does it come up?
Oh, let me try images. That might help. No, it's just radio faces and app things. And
I don't know what iHeart was using it for. I think, Alfie, didn't you tell me he was the one? You told me he bought it.
Yes. According to what rumors I've heard, he loves the artist that made it. So he bought it from the company as soon as they were done with it. And I think they took it out to the salt flats and filmed a couple things with it out there.
What kind of engine's in it?
That I have no clue.
You want to race?
I don't know. I'd have to find out what kind of engine's in it. I'm not going to race for pinks. It's got to have a pretty powerful engine if they took it out to the Bonneville salt plants?
Yeah.
They took it out there.
Wow.
Maybe I need an extra month or so to have a new engine dropped in the Batmobile.
In case
he wants to run for pinks.
He's not going to run for pinks.
Had I just jumped to the end of this story and said, hey, the CEO of iHeart sends me smiley faces via email, would you believe it? If we just started the conversation right now.
No.
Well, then you don't know if he's going to want to run for pinks or not.
Well, you don't either.
Well, that's registration, pink slips.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Used to be a show called Pinks.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it one time and realized they lied. It was about cars and registration ownership stuff. But one chick on there spreading. It's probably about... You realize I've had that car since 2002?
Yes. Because I remember that would have been... Was it right after your birthday?
It was pretty close.
Yeah, because that was just a few months after I started on the show.
And I know waiting on it, because it took like 8 months for Mark to build the first one.
Yeah. I remember having to put the phone calls through of people that saw it.
As being shipped across the country?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
And Mark would stop and take a picture of him at different rest stops. Here's where I am. And send back, stop it!
Yeah, every cool landmark between California and Dallas-Fort Worth. He could have been much worse to you, though.
Do you know what it was like waiting 8 months for a car to be built?
No.
I don't order a TV. I don't order anything. If I can't go buy it right now, I don't want it. And because there was nobody else. Well, there was somebody in Canada building Batmobiles at the time. And I knew Mark because he built the Mach 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he built that from a cartoon.
Which is impressive.
So I figured he could build a Batmobile with moldings pulled from the original Batmobile.
Gotcha.
But just waiting. And he'd send me pictures of, here it is primed. Well, paint it! I got to put the stripes on it. I'll put the stripes on it later.
Here's me to Batmobile.
That was the hardest 8 months of my life.
Here's me naked with my junk on it.
I was going to paint the stripes on it, but I decided I had to scratch my balls. Here's a picture of me scratching my balls. Nowhere near your car.
Just wanted to show you what I was doing.
So, let's go back to, you have no idea what Mr. Pittman, he may want to run for pinks.
All right, fine.
So I need to find out what's in the iHeart car. Because it may be time to take the carbureted engine out of the Batmobile and drop in some fuel-injected turbo stuff.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm not going to put a blower on it. That ruins the look.
Okay. I know you won't do that.
Put some great big tires on the backside of it. Jack it up. Get some dirty, mean, nasty mud flaps.
And some truck nuts.
That are scorched.
I'm glad you're not going to do that.
So. And Jordan's Towing helped us find a place that wasn't exorbitant.
Good.
But it's like I said, he all the people, he didn't have to help me with anything.
No.
And I'm not kissing his ass because they need me.
This is very, very true.
They need us.
Little true.
Like the flower needs the rain.
Oh, my God. God, you make me vomit.
You know, they need us.
Oh. Are you vomiting or choking on something? Either way, however you want to go.
I just, me and my stomach have come to a conclusion that we need to evacuate. I had to vomit. Russ sang a song by America to me.
I had no choice.
When a man sings, you know I need you, I have to vomit. Oh. I remember slow dancing to that in junior high.
Really?
It's my first close one-on-one slow dance erection. Joni Mubrin.
Nice.
That was damn good. I hope they never make another fast song again in my life. And then Merle's got to come out and ruin it. You can't dance to Big Wheels.
They did not play that song.
You know what they played? I went to school in Pleasant Grove.
And that is true. They may have played
somebody. I didn't check the link. I know we're getting off track here. It's a YouTube video that somebody really used, because I made a joke about it yesterday or the day before. They used Buck Wild's Crazy Bitch.
Buck Cherry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Buck Cherry. Thank you. As the wedding march at somebody's wedding.
Wow.
I got busy having to cut the Dando Baggins spot and having Alfie correct me.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe.
Where I didn't get a chance to look at the video.
He is anal like that. No, I didn't know that. I have not seen that. That takes a very secure woman. Or very, very, yeah. Very secure.
Yeah, because that's if you're trying to be cute, you know, we'll do Highway to Hell. Yeah, nobody's ever used that. Nobody ever had that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Bitch ain't my bitch. Some good old David Allen Coe. As long as your best man is white, you're probably okay.
If not, though, you're going to be awkward.
Okay. You got audio? You'll start news? Where you want to go?
I've got some audio. Okay. Speaking of rockin' tunes, Van Halen.
Oh, I saw that story today.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Van Halen's going to be releasing a live album. Called it, what is it, I forgot what they had called it, the Dome something?
Yeah, Live from Tokyo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was recorded in 2013, and they released a couple of the tracks. Cut 6 is Panama.
Who's singing lead?
It's David Lee Roth.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You never know who they've made up with and who they haven't. I don't know if Sammy's totally out forever.
He's out right now, but yeah, I mean, even if I hadn't told you, you would have noticed who was singing.
Cut 6?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's not really a good mix.
No.
Am I supposed to be looking for something?
The mix is not the best, no. It's not like we pulled it straight off their board.
But, well,
the mix is not going to help, David. Get it on, Ramp! Straight up!
It doesn't really stand out as horrible.
That stands out to me as not good.
If that's it's a live album, that's a really poor mix. Our band's got a better mix than that, and it was Verizon or Nokia or Billy Bob's, Cowboys, or whoever recorded it. And this is Van Halen. You would think they would find a better concert mixer.
Well, this is just an online track, so maybe what they'll have on the actual album will be better mixed. But
do we not have anything in the Eagle Library yet, or the Clear Channel Library?
We have Panama.
Well, I meant the live version.
This is supposed to be the new version
what we just played.
I don't know if this is going to be any better quality or not.
Well,
this
then let's. But it's the answer. Dan, help me out.
Is it the same song from the same place at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am in his big pick scrapes, pussy. They probably made the intro so long so they wouldn't have to listen to David sing so much.
Hey, sing's hokey.
Okay, that's bad.
Thanks, yeah.
I would have thought, first of all, I wouldn't buy this because the mix is so bad, but I wouldn't have thought David's vocals were that bad.
They sound stupid.
Yeah, he just sounds like he's trying to put a swing mode into it. Also, too, there's a version of Running with the Devil. It's not in the library yet.
But that, it is cut 7, though.
It's very...
Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
You got it off the internet, but we don't have it in our library.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Found a simple life. Yeah, it was so simple. When I jumped down on that lonesome road.
Doesn't even sound like he wants to be there.
Yeah, it just sounds like somebody just rolled him out of bed.
I'm in Tokyo. They can't understand me anyway. That where this was?
Yeah.
Found a simple life. Yeah, it was so simple. When I jumped down on that lonesome road.
What?
It sounds like he needs to have a glass of whiskey and a cigar between his fingers in the same hand, just pointing like, hey.
You know we're doing Running with the Devil. We're not doing the Candyman.
Yes, exactly.
David, you with us?
Sorry, man.
The Devil Man kind.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's ruining it, man. Because the instrumentation and the background vocals sound okay, except for the mix.
Now, who is still there? Michael Anthony is gone.
Yes.
You got, let me guess. You got Eddie Van Halen. Mm-hmm. You got Wolfgang on the drums.
Wolfgang on bass.
Okay. Who's on the drums?
Alex Van Halen.
Okay. So you got two so far. Mm-hmm. Do you want to count the bass player? Which really should be the only reason you'd get a gig as a bass player is if you're related to somebody in the band.
Yeah, just pure nepotism.
David Lee Roth. So that's enough of
The
original Van Halen to be Van Halen.
And I know the part of
it's not like some bands to where a roadie survived a plane crash and they just, hey, we're
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I don't want to use Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Sorry, it's the one I know too.
We're Sister Sledge. Should have gone with Skynyrd. You don't just regenerate an entire band out of a roadie.
We're Shallow and Purple.
Or just, what was the other band that just got the band's name by?
Little River Band.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, yeah, by Lawyer.
Yeah, they joined the band after a couple of guys left. Little River Band had already had their hits in the 70s, early 80s. These two guys joined the band and somehow took the name away from the original members. They can't use the name.
Yeah. It's a Little River of original guys from Little River Band went around saying, I'm from Little River Band. They can get sued. No, you're not.
And the only reason I know the story is we had two of the two new guys that stole the name on the show when they were performing at someplace locally. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they told that to us on the air.
I don't know. It's so long ago.
Oh, wait. You took the name of the band?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure did.
They were stupid.
Our first career was as lawyers.
We don't actually even play instruments. We just act like we can play. We join the band. We were originally Milli Vanilli. let's see. We played that. Do we have about a minute?
Yes.
Well, certainly no reason we can't play this again.
Attention, all but Rump Happy Fun Time fans. Are you looking for the next great adventure in ass pleasure? Pretty Little Dan Incorporated is proud to introduce our latest discovery, the Dando Baggins. Harder than a dark crystal, the Dando Baggins is imbued with an ancient elven power. This Dando emits an eerie blue glow whenever your ass desires a pounding. The Dando Baggins is handcrafted by dwarven craftsmen deep in the mines of Moria. Damn it. Deep in the mines of Moria, from the bowels of a dwarven gold mine to the bowels of a dwarven street mime, the Dando Baggins comes with a series of mithril spikes designed to burrow into your hobbit hole like a feisty troll. The Dando Baggins also comes with a series of limited edition pooper pounder attachments. Attach the magical wizardry staff to your Dando Baggins, and in no time at all, you'll go from being Gandalf the White to Gandalf the Brown. Looking for a softer and safer Dando experience? Just attach your Dando Baggins to our special oaken shield to give your ass just the right amount of sting. Order today and we'll include a genuine Mordor cock ring forged in the fires of Mount Dudu. You too can gain control over the races of Middle Earth with your precious Mordor cock ring. With your Dando Baggins and genuine Mordor cock ring in hand, you truly will be the Lord of the Cock Rings. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
Hi, this is Shifting Gears. I endorse this product. Thank you.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:34, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. He's not even in the room. I just looked up at the camera.
Hey, it's just the gears in the case. What is it? KEGL's Black Thunder. Traffic brought to you by my racetrack. What? Well, which one is it? Get you guys in that building. Get your together. Brought to you by the Texas Lottery or something like that. Traffic's bad. See you on down the road.
Oh, is it me?
Hell if I know.
I wasn't sure if Larry Mowry's going to do the weather again.
Well, Larry Mowry did it the first time.
Good.
I just had to do my own traffic.
That was pretty hard. From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Racetrack. Tonight, ice, sleet, and snow, a low of 25. Tomorrow, eventually, we'll get above freezing, although it's not going to be till afternoon. And we'll be partly cloudy as we hit a high of 41. Right now, 36. At 97.1, the Alfie is in trouble.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Where were you?
Cooking broccoli.
So, what do you think I should do?
Damn, man.
Chloe told me there were 3 minutes left, so.
Does that mean it's Chloe's fault? You weren't back?
Yes.
Chloe's?
Yes.
Is it your fault?
I don't know if it's my. I don't think so. How could it be my fault? I just said three minutes.
Okay. At what point did you tell him 3 minutes? Was there only like 12 seconds left and you told him 3 minutes?
I don't know. I just told him, I said, hey, there's about 3 minutes left.
When was that?
I don't know, about 5 minutes ago.
Dan, you want to help me with this? What should we do with these children? Your children.
Mine?
Yeah, they're yours. Aren't you a marsupial?
Now I am. First of all, get out of my pouch. Chloe, did you set Alfie up to be late?
No, no. I wouldn't want him to be late.
Alfie, did you not believe Chloe when he said you had 3 minutes?
No, I believed him.
Does this go back to the record player?
He could have some sort of ill will harbored towards me still on that.
Is it because he's not cleaning your records properly?
Well, he isn't, but that's not the point. He took the record player away, so he tried to end it his way.
You took your stuff home.
Yes.
Why? You're the one that wasn't cleaning off the vinyl. Alfie was buying vinyl. Do you own any vinyl?
Oh, yeah. I own plenty of vinyl.
Okay. Do you take care of your records?
I treat them just how I treat Alfie's, and they're just fine.
Give me a moment to think of what to do.
I just...
I don't know. 99% of the time, I'm back when I'm supposed to be talking. Well, there's times I...
We all have our moments.
But most of the time, I'm here almost every time.
Almost every time you are here.
44% of the time, 99% I'm here.
99% of most of the time on Tuesdays.
I don't know who to punish. I don't know if Chloe lied to him or Alfie just can't tell time.
Which is it, guys?
I can tell time because when Chloe said there were 3 minutes left, there was 2 minutes left on my broccoli cooking. So, broccoli's done. I rush over here. I still expected there to be about 45 seconds left.
Sounds like you're cutting it pretty close. Do you think Johnny Carson would wait on his broccoli? Hey, there's a minute left. I've got time to let my broccoli finish. And then I'll walk out between the curtains.
With green in my teeth.
You don't think possibly you should be back in the studio a little sooner to be ready?
I think so.
Or do you take the job for granted?
Not at all.
To that extent.
Not at all. Okay. But I saw that was the longest break we've had this hour, so I tried to go run and just make some broccoli.
Daniel?
Did you put that microwave in your studio?
It is. I haven't plugged it in yet, but obviously Alfie and Chloe don't know how to plug in a microwave.
I know. It's very difficult. There's like three prongs on that plug.
Well, plus there are outlets all over the studio, so you're going to have
to. It's overwhelming.
Which one?
Well, we didn't want to put it in either of the studios because we didn't want any smells to be taken over, and we didn't want to put it outside because...
So you want Shifty Gears to do your traffic instead?
No, no. Wait, Shifty Gears did traffic?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. I mean, traffic is. The report was actually pretty good.
No, everything was bad because I didn't have anything. Obviously, we're going to have to start printing out traffic for me as a redundant... As a backup for when somebody doesn't show up to do their own traffic report.
Well, I ain't never missed a traffic report before.
I bet you ain't have.
I bet you have.
All right, I guess everybody's getting that comfortable with the show. Maybe not everybody gets to go to New York City.
Yeah, see? Hadn't even taken us yet, and he's already holding it over your... Yeah, one of you may not go to New York City. Clean up your act.
I think you missed a break last week, Slick. I'm here for most of the show.
Ah, you imagined stuff.
That's not fair.
I'm sorry to use that against you. I know it's not nice.
All right, you have more?
I do. Actually, I've got... Where'd that put the story for it? Mm-hmm. Maybe one quick second. Oh, here it is. Actually, it was closer than I thought. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin, I have audio that goes with this. We will start with cut three.
Okay.
Scientists at the University of Wisconsin and University of Maryland have created brand new music specifically for cats. They say we looked at natural vocalizations of cats and matched our music to the same frequency range, which is about an octave higher than human voices. The tempo of the songs is based on purring and scratching, and they used a lot of sliding notes since cats slide through frequencies as they meow.
It sounds like it would be music that wouldn't really be appealing to humans. Okay.
No.
What they came up with, music for cats.
Yeah. Cats went crazy. Just meowing at the speakers. Meow.
Hey, the music is good. The vocals aren't.
Okay.
What cut would you say? Three?
Yeah, cut three. This is the song. Oh, where'd it go? I think this is called Spooky Diddy. With the test group of 47 cats, they responded not at all to regular human music. Once they played that, they were all over the speakers.
Yeah, I think my cat would claw me in the face.
It's not only the rhythm, but the tone.
Yeah, the tempo of the songs, sliding notes.
Well, here's sliding notes. It could just be the bird sound effect in the background. The rest of the music could be bullshit stuff. I mean, think.
Yeah.
It could just be the birds. But if we just say birds, hey, we found out that cats don't like birds. We can't sell it to anybody.
That's true.
Let's throw some music in behind it and see if the cats still react. And then we'll tell them it's the tempo and the tone, the intonation of the music.
Mm-hmm. And they'll just be purring and rubbing up against speakers like crazy.
Okay, I got to get this audio from you later. I'll test this out tonight.
And not to be outdone, there's also cut four, which is the probably soon to be hit Cosmos Air.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I assume that.
But it's part of the cat music album?
It's part of the cat music album.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
What?
I think cats would get on edge.
This is a cat purring.
Sounds like an animal, like.
No, it sounds like when they're doing the purring thing and they're mashing mama's titties.
With the back and forth little massage angle.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to watch cats do that. Makes me hot.
I think there are websites dedicated to that.
Cats, milk and mama.
Mm-hmm. It's like cats and boobs or cat
boobs.
Yeah,
I'm not Googling that.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Keystroke away.
I have no desire to see the results because at times you just get surprised.
Kitty titties.
Alfie, what is line one?
I guess he heard Whitney drooling on the radio this morning.
Mm. Does this have anything to do with us?
Not really.
Don't you know I'm in the middle of playing cat music? Have you no priorities? Have you not been with the show long enough to prioritize? Dan and I could have spent hours writing this bit.
And you just completely stuck yourself right in the middle of it.
I'm sorry. Did you guys spend hours writing this bit?
Yes.
I'm sorry for ruining your cat bit.
I'm going to need more than an apology. I don't get here at 9:45 a.m. to have you ruin stuff.
You get here that early?
10.
You're a dump. Damn it. You're lucky that beep wasn't in there.
Yeah, I feel very lucky.
All right. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, boss. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? Big-headed?
Hey, I hate to break your heart, but your girlfriend Whitney was on KSCS this morning, and she announced her engagement to her boyfriend for the last 2 years, and they're headed to Paris on their honeymoon for 2 weeks and going to make some little trip over there and go down some coast crap and do this fruit honeymoon stuff. So I didn't know if you knew about it all or not.
No, she never shared any of that with us. I'm happy for the whore.
Russ,
what?
Ditto. She's not a whore. Why are you calling her names?
Because she doesn't tell Bossman what's going on, then what is she?
Yeah.
Huh?
You got big-headed Todd and the monsters that just called and told me that she's a whore. Sorry, big head Todd. Go ahead.
I didn't hear him call her a whore.
Is that the right band?
Yes, that's exactly right.
In no way is she a whore. She's got engaged.
Oh, but she, for 2 years, she's been dating this guy.
I guess, according to Big Head.
It's Big Headed Todd.
Sorry.
Yeah. And the monsters.
Didn't realize he was past tense.
Or is he just Big Head Todd?
I thought it was a Big Head. No, I don't know. Head or headed?
Well, I don't want to offend him. He didn't have that many heads.
Yeah, he's only got the one. You make sure you get it right.
I don't even know what it is.
Actually, that doesn't surprise me. The fact that she's been in a relationship for 2 years, because that's how TV women are. They will always play coy about their social life, whether or not they're single. Usually on a bio, if they're married, it usually says they're married. But if they're young and have an ounce of sex appeal, they leave that off the bio.
Well, you want guys to – it's we've said this before. If Jennifer Aniston is on The Tonight Show, goes, yeah, I'm single. You know, every redneck watching in the back of his mind, Alfie, the hotline is ringing. You want to answer it or you want me to do that for you too?
I got it.
Apparently not.
I can speak light flashing in my face. Every redneck's going, whoa.
I got as good a shot as anybody else.
Do you live where she lives?
I don't know where she lives. I could find out. I got stalker buddies. I know Alfie Coy.
Okay, besides him, though.
Well, I can move to Beverly.
And just on the off chance you see her and she sees you and
just
follows.
I'll just ride the Tonight Show and have that Jimmy Fallon tell her that I'm available.
And that'll she'll just swoon and she'll be yours.
She hasn't met me. You can't fall in love with me unless you met me yet. 10-4.
Roger that. God, I hate redneck logic. Because as stupid as it is, it's usually pretty sound.
I love it when Bubba's in 10-4 is a question.
10-4?
Uh-huh.
But guys will always think that. Maybe it's just inherent. It's in our id of somebody that you're never going to have any chance to meet. And you still think, well, somebody's got a screwer, like winning the lottery. Alfie, who's on the hotline?
That is Adam from earlier, the cop who got in trouble because of...
Oh.
Of the Dando Baggins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He decided he was going to key up his mic and call dispatch while we were playing the Dando Baggins butt-pooping thing.
Bonanza.
Yes, Adam.
So, I didn't get in trouble, but here's what happened. My lieutenant was showing off our new radios to a bigwig from the company who just so happened to be in the office. And right as he turned it on is when Pooper Pounder came streaming across the air. And so my lieutenant thought that I somehow knew that a bigwig was in his office and that I was trying to play a joke on him and embarrass him in front of his boss's 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 boss.
I don't either. You spent, because what did you call, about an hour and a half ago?
Yeah, something like that.
I think it was around 3:40, something like that. So either you spent the last 2 hours writing a really good story, or if I were you, I wouldn't buy no scratch-offs.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that again. And I didn't get in trouble, but I got told, let's just make sure the radio's turned down. Kind of like when you call into the show and they say, don't turn your radio down, don't cuss. Mine is, don't have your radio turned up to the Russ Martin Show when important people are in your lieutenant's office.
Oh, was your lieutenant a listener?
Oh, absolutely. And he said to tell you, we thank you so much for what you do in the foundation. We really appreciate it.
It's a good thing he's a listener. Yeah. Otherwise, that meeting have been really long. As
let me ask you this. Had the lieutenant not been the listener, do you think you would have got your ass chewed more?
There's a good chance of that, yeah.
Send me $25.
Deal.
No, don't put it in the foundation. Mail it to me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Seriously, I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for the laughs.
Thank you, boss.
All right, thank you.
All right.
What was the department that we heard about that's in their training or something that says once you pull somebody over, turn your radio off of the Russ Martin Show?
I'd never heard that.
Alfie?
I haven't heard that either.
All right, well, someone told me that. It must have been a cop friend then.
Then it's got to be an unwritten, rule of etiquette of, hey, if you're pounding somebody with your asp, don't have the radio on in the background where people are laughing.
Yeah, that would not be best. But I have heard it before where someone's been pulled over and the officer leaves the radio on the show, and then they go and talk to the person who's pulled over, come back, and realize they can't give a ticket now because all the audio that's been recorded is all dirty talk.
I remember you telling me that story.
And that's there are a few instances of those.
But I don't recall it being
someone told me
a handbook someplace of...
I don't think it's in a handbook. It's just like it's a reminder. It's like if when you pull somebody over, Turn the radio down, especially if it's on the Russ Martin show.
Man, damn it. Well, that sounds stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can sing Merle with this.
Why?
Well, it's got some reverb.
I don't think it's going to help.
What about?
My thing's broke.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
And I'm not kidding.
Wait, is that green light thing on the left on?
Bitch, I know how to work this thing.
I'm just asking.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you found it.
Somebody been messing with my thing. Yeah, I got to turn the radio down every time I pull somebody over. I'm Officer Lonnie. I'm just cruising around right now. Weather's bad. Sitting in a squad car.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Shut up.
Sorry. My penis saw a squirrel. I'm out on duty right now with the Lonnie Kilbasi. I'm ready to clear the sleet and the snow off the roads.
Really?
Yep.
It's so kind of you to do that for everybody.
It's the way I roll. They call me out in special emergency conditions because they know I got my special dragon paddy wagon. And man, I got to be careful when I'm pulling them women over. Sometimes I pull them over and they bite their vaginas. They get too wet. And they create floods, which means I can't get too close since I don't float. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
501. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagle's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Starting off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway right at Trinity Mills. Got an accident there blocking the left center lane. Traffic's backed up back to Keller Springs. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right after Northwest Highway. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back to 635. In Frisco, northbound 121 right at Coit Road. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the tollway. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound 20 right at Campus Drive. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from 35W. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 1225 for a shot to win a four-pack of tickets to the Good Guys Car Show, March 20th through the 22nd at the Texas Motor Speedway. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, ice, sleet, snow, and wind. A low of 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 41. Right now, 33 degrees. At 97.1, the Eagle.
Live from the Russ Martin Studios in Dallas, Texas, it's the Russ Martin Show. Starring Russ Martin with Dan O'Malley and the Russ Martin Band. And now, here's Russ.
All right, where were we? Playing cat music?
We were.
Mm-hmm.
Cat tunes.
When is this album supposed to be available?
Actually, let's see. You can actually buy the music at musicforcats.com. Cuts three.
Where'd you get the samples?
Online.
They give you samples?
Yeah.
You know, it's just the f***ing birds in the background. It's got nothing to do with the harp.
They said it involves every aspect of the music, the tone, the tempo, the sound, the stuff you're, you know, the slide notes, whatever the hell those are.
I've heard any slide notes.
Do you know what a slide note is?
I don't know. I know what a pick scrape is, and I haven't heard any in this song.
I think it's different.
But I think mostly it's the birds in the background, because you can't, if you're this research group, and you, hey, we've come up with this album, and cats really respond to this. Well, what's in it? Birds?
Well,
we're going to have to add something to it. We're going to have to tell them there's music and there's the sound and the special key and the rhythm and the tone, because the rhythm's going to get you.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Tell them it's Miami Sound Machine. That's just actually, that's not even a harp. That's a piano, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
sounds
that
like
last it. Sounded like a piano, yeah.
And the other one is just a cat purring, and I forget what else is with it.
Strings.
How many cats you got, Chloe?
I got two. I have a feeling.
Is that including the one that I bought you that you killed?
No, I didn't. I didn't kill it.
See, you can take that sentence and break it down so many different ways. You mm-hmm. go, I didn't kill it. Or, I didn't kill it.
Right.
Or, I didn't kill it. Or, I didn't kill it. Or,
go ahead.
I didn't kill it.
Good job. Got them all.
All totally different meanings.
Anybody else taking that course?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I was coming up with something new you didn't know about.
No, I've heard of inflection.
Well, I know about inflection. But it totally changes everything.
No, it absolutely does.
Just cop a squat on me. Forget about any kind of genius I might have left.
No one else said it. You did.
I'd like.
Well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that. But
yeah, it's like alcoholic karma. I just wonder how many people, they're at home, if their cats reacted to that music. I haven't seen anybody call, so I'm going to guess not.
How are they supposed to react?
Dan looked at was there video to go with it?
I didn't see the video, but yeah, it's supposed to be when they played the music, the cats would then respond by going up to the speaker and, you know, rubbing around on it, purring on it, rubbing up against the speakers, things like that.
Maybe doing the, you know, milky motion that they would do with their paws to get the mama's milk out. Yeah.
But the scientists believe the music could be good to play at animal shelters, vet clinics, where it could help cats feel at ease, or just even at home in case you got a stressed out cat.
But nothing for dogs.
Well.
Why are they worried about calming down cats? Most cats look like they're already walking around with a THC high. Yeah. What are you doing today? Yeah. I got some new weed.
Exactly. My cat always looks stoned.
I just got home. Toons has dropped me off before he drove off a cliff. What's up, man?
Mm-hmm.
Me? Ow. I like credit right now for being a cat and being able to snap so we don't have opposing thumbs.
No, there is some music for dogs.
Oh, I have music for dogs. I don't know that it calms them down, but we've gone through this before on the air. See squirrel? See squirrel? Go outside? Yes, I see squirrel.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Now you're going to get some calls.
Yeah. I don't know if cats respond to the radio or television like dogs do, because we all know that dogs do.
Yes.
And we found over the years that dogs actually do see more color than we originally thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chloe had a dog over his house when he lived in Irving. Mm-hmm. And they could be flipping through the TV channels like really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And if they flip past an animal channel, that dog started losing his mind, even though it was maybe 15, 20 frames of video.
Jesus.
Yeah. Anything with four legs, that little dog would lose its mind.
I know. Our chihuahua.
It's funny that they don't have perspective of it. Do you not see how small?
Yeah, because it was kind of a small. It was like a 27-inch TV. It's
oh, wow.
Maybe.
So in other words, it's not like they confused the TV for a window like today's. Yeah.
That is a horse off in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say something about Daphne?
Yeah, or Daphne or Chihuahua. up until just now, she has never lived anywhere that has an actual doorbell. But if one played on TV, or in this case, through the speaker of the radio, she'd lose her mind. She'd start barking.
Even though there's no association of doorbell person.
Nope.
Knocking person.
No, it was just the sound. You hear a ding-dong on TV. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Shut up. There's no one there. It's on TV.
Well, maybe she watches the scene long enough, realize the noise, and then somebody's at the door on TV. I don't know how any of it works. I know people hate it when I do this on the air. Go outside. You go outside. See squirrel? See cat? See cat?
Yeah.
Meow.
See mailman? Look, those people are stealing our trash again.
The other problem I've got in the neighborhood is rabbits. And Joel, really? Our big dog, already not a fan of squirrels, also now does not like rabbits. And so what one of them did the other night, he'll stand in front of one of the windows that looks out in the front yard where the rabbits gather. Mm-hmm. One of them had hopped up within like 3 feet of the glass, just staring him down.
Oh, no.
That dog was losing his mind. I thought he was going to crawl up the curtains.
First time he'd seen a rabbit?
Yeah, he's never, as far as I know, he has never seen a rabbit up until we moved into this house.
It's odd, my deaf dog, the Cocker Spaniel.
Blue.
He will lay with his head in the window, because I've got windows that go from like floor to ceiling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With his head on the bottom windowsill for hours, just watching for squirrels. I left him outside one day for an hour and a half, and he sat underneath a big tree that I've got the bat rock mounted on, in the same position, looking up at the tree, just waiting on a squirrel. I just want to know what his plans are.
Yeah, because he didn't want any of that.
Yeah. That's why I'd like to get a fake squirrel and like have it fall out of the tree just to see what he would do.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's... Blue's going to have the squirrel down in a 20-foot hole going, it rubs the lotion on its skin. Dancing around in front of a mirror. I do me, even though I'm deaf.
It's really awkward when your dog doesn't tuck back.
It is. It's.
I've almost had my arm, like my shoulder, pulled out of socket when Joel has seen a squirrel and he's on his leash and I'm not paying close enough attention. Mm-mm. So if you ever see a black and white dog running around the street with some guy's arm attached to the leash, my dog.
Alfie, any complaints yet?
A few. Line two.
Excuse me a second. I have to play this first. Let me in. Bad people. Man squirrel.
The worst nightmare.
Yes, Brandon. Brandon.
What's wrong with these people?
I don't know. What do you want, Alfie?
He was saying that his dog's riding with him in the car on the way to the vet, and it's freaking out right now.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, yeah, they start.
Okay. Line four is also another complaint.
Yes, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Hey, that does work with the dogs. It does. My dog's sitting here with me. I'm a locksmith going on a call, and she's going nuts because he's knocking and ringing the doorbell. Tell him, baby girl. Tell him. Hey, baby girl. Hey, tell him. Tell him. She's trying to crawl out the window.
Well, I tell you what, stay on the phone long enough. I'm gonna play it, but it's going to be about 20 seconds. But are you still there?
Yeah, I'm
because you
here.
Sound excited because of the doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to take about 20 seconds before it comes over your radio.
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay. But
tell him, baby girl. Yeah, I appreciate it, though. All right. Well, I'm at my call, man. I appreciate it, though. Yeah,
thanks for ruining my show.
Tell him about it, baby girl. All right, I hear it now.
Well, I know you hear it. I'm waiting for it to play on the radio.
Yeah, okay, I got it already.
I hear me.
Hey, can you get me an autographed picture of Shifty Gears? Did you hear about that whore, Whitney Droling, getting married? Going to France or someplace like that? I threw my Whitney Droling mug away. What am I going to do with that? Can't beat off to a married woman.
Oh, God.
Even though the cup's full.
Ew.
Well, it ain't totally full.
Don't be a pessimist.
I slept good last night.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently you did.
Dr. Thornton, I don't know. Dan, you weren't in here. Dr. Thornton called during one of the breaks. I answered the phone because Alfie was worried more about his broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked, he goes, are you guys live today? I went, what do you think? Well, I want to check. Are the roads getting bad?
Not yet.
Okay. Why would you think we would take off if the roads aren't bad?
Well, you know, last week or whenever that was, there was a little bit of chaos in the general attendance up here.
Well, but that was because of traffic, roads, ice.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to get bad later, so I thought you may have taken a preemptive day off or something.
Now, we can make it in. Sometimes we make it in. That's our mantra.
I think it's actually on a plaque somewhere.
Yeah.
It's almost exactly the mailman's creed, mm-hmm. except we end it with unless.
Yes.
If we can, we might.
Yep.
Let's see. What are we going to do? I'm sorry. I have to do this again.
Oh, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Man's girl. I think the first time we did that, I don't know how long ago it was. I think it was Robert. Our Robert that calls on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Was one of the first to call and said, quit it. I can't help it. Why don't you pick a more of an animal-friendly radio station?
He should know better. Do not tell Russ not to do anything, because then that's the only thing he will want to do.
Drive my dog nuts. Oh, damn. You know, I got somebody at the door. Give me a second. I'll get back to your call in a second. And I said, you know, for me, I leave the radio on for my dogs, mm-hmm. Just on music.
Right.
I figure it just whether they enjoy it or not, the house just doesn't feel as damp.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I leave the lights on. I'll leave them in the dark, so maybe they'll run around and play.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll leave it on something like Jack FM.
So it plays
playing with what they want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not what the dogs want.
No, I'm playing what Jack wants.
No, the dogs want to hear.
That's the hit.
Can you play that Knock Bell hit? Hello? Somebody of color?
Hey, man, I heard that.
Oh, no.
Somebody are coming. Plus, you can't do a show without talking about me.
I didn't say anything about you.
Yeah, I know you were talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
I share all my stories with you that I make women wet, and they vaginas. They just start flooding out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a flood, and I can't get close because I don't float. I'm riding around right now, getting ready to clear out the roads with my big Lonnie and Kilbasi. You know, sometimes I like to turn my dash cam around.
Really?
And just record myself. Then I go home and see how damn good I look. Then I hear somebody saying, damn, look at that fine man. I look around, see who it is. I realize it's me. You know, at the gym, I gotta wear my uniform all the time, even when I shower.
Really? Why is that?
I showered naked one time. They thought I was a fireman. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they get confused. Excuse me a second. I gotta do a couple of things at once.
Okay.
Officer Lonnie?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, no.
We
we have a family disturbance in progress.
It's all right. I'm on my way, baby. Get ready to turn on my siren. One atom, 12 inches clear.
Oh. On route. Coming to you.
En route. Coming to you. One atom, 12 inch. See, in Los Angeles, atom means a two-man unit. But they give me credit for it. That's why I never get tickets in the HOV lane. Because sometimes I ain't even driving. Yeah, I think I peaked with one atom 12 inch.
Will you fire up the siren again?
Okay. Really, that's your favorite out of everything?
Yeah.
So I change it up a little bit.
More of a cold start.
Well, not every siren just immediately fires up.
Yeah.
You kind of get going. That's the way my siren goes, like this. Driving up and down the road. Bitches, I ain't even pulling over. Having orgasms. I roll down the passenger window and let my penis bite at the wind.
I'm not sure what city Officer Lonnie works in, but I know he's going to make the drive to Frisco. And as much as I like Frisco PD, I don't know if there are any mats for Officer Lonnie and the Lonnie Kilbasi.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think Frisco's that. I don't think Frisco's that equipped.
I'm surprised I haven't got a text from him. Maybe wait a minute. No, I've forgotten to left the phone on. Okay, nothing from him.
No, he could be busy. It's a busy afternoon. Weather.
Well, Dr. Thorne said there's nothing really on the roadways yet.
Well, that doesn't mean it's been raining all day. People are already driving stupid. Mm. Oh, my God, there's a cloud in the sky. Must dump this car over.
Time to turn over.
It is about to rain. I must dump.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Because we did not know how to drive, I have to dump during cloudy skies.
That's right. Oh, my God. It's a drop of rain. I'm going to drive to the meeting and go southbound now.
No, I can't do anything with that one. Okay. Alfie, do I want to take any of these?
Line one, I haven't gotten his name yet, though.
Okay. What would you like me to call him?
I don't know. I can find out real quick.
All right, I'll wait.
Hey, man, what's your name? Donald? What? All right, I'll put you on hold, Donald. Stay there.
All right. You don't have to type it. You can just tell me.
His name's Donald.
Yeah, I got that.
Bet he messes it up.
Hey, Donald.
Yes, man.
What do you got?
Who is this?
Oh, my God, I'll kill you.
No, don't kill him. I wasn't this is. I may be talking about the wrong guy.
No, you're probably talking about the white guy to my left.
What?
Yeah, well, if that's the crazy guy, yeah, it should be. I want to talk to that guy.
Yeah, telephone Dan.
What?
Dan O'Malley.
What did I do?
And Russ. I want to talk to Russ.
See?
No, Russ is out today. he's out.
Well, you ain't got nothing. Talk to him, Donald. He's talking to you right now.
Right. Donald, are you mad?
Am I mad about what?
I don't know. You sound mad.
Oh, black guy. All black guys sound mad.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. No offense.
I can't drive down the road and be laughing like I am and look like I'm not a mad, crazy black guy. A woman can do it. She can look sexy. But a black guy riding down the road laughing and cracking up at you that look cool for me. You ruined my image. And I'm a black guy. Who this is to you? No black guys, this is you. Well, too, me and another guy.
You know, I started in 80, so in 35 years of radio, that image has never flashed in my mind of possibly I might say something funny, and a black guy laughing, driving down the road in his car. You know, somebody else driving the other way is going, yeah, I wonder who he just killed.
They think I just robbed the bank and got away with it.
I got another one. They call me the Happy Negro Bandit.
Yeah, there you go. And by the way, just for the record, I want to see this new car that you want to buy. You can't sit on the radio and talk about the car that you don't want to pick. I'm a black guy. I take either one of them. Grip it and charge it with it. What the hell is wrong with you? Take any car.
Hang on, you're going James Brown on me.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to go that route,
then we go that route, right, man.
Oh God.
Now, what car are you talking about? See, you can't understand me right now either. That ain't fair.
Well, see, you from Pleasant Grove. I lived in Pleasant Grove once. Yes, I can understand.
Well, I wasn't sitting there at the same time you was. Otherwise, I'd have moved out.
Thank God for that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Alfie, get his name and number so we can call him on a regular basis.
You got it. And ask him what car he's talking about.
I don't know if he's talking about the Hellcat or the iHeart car, because the iHeart car is a custom-made car.
Yeah,
we were talking about that earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
But just that image of...
Man, I can't be driving down the road and laughing and stuff being black. They already know. They immediately... First, me being black. Mm-hmm. They think I do something. And the fact that I'm laughing about it, now they think I'm laughing that I got away with something.
Yeah.
Your show is getting more black people arrested than just people doing crime.
Well, if you look maniacal and a cop pulls you over, just tell them why. They'll understand.
They ain't gonna leave.
Yeah, they will.
They think I got away with something, and I just use that as a stand to get out of free jail car, whatever the thing is you white people use.
No, see, it didn't work for us. It's not the same way. They'll listen to you.
Oh, Russ got arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, I'm listening to a different radio show. Because if the host can't keep me out of jail, my family ain't going to do nothing for me. I can tell them I'm listening to good gospel radio, whatever that frequency that is where they praise about Jesus all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to get me out of nothing.
I'd like to think of myself as not racist in any fashion. There are stereotypes where sometimes you will... succumb.
And I think that's true for everybody.
Bad about yourself. I don't think I would immediately assume a black guy driving down the road laughing in a car had just gotten away with something.
No.
But as I say, I'd like to think.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:35, another check on traffic. Al Bicoy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by PowerPlate. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 45, right at I-30, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up in the area. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway, just after Northwest Highway, got an accident blocking the two left lanes there. Traffic is backed up back from Beltline Road. Still in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Trinity Mills, got an accident there. This one's in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Royal Lane. Also in that backup right at Beltline, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. And finally, in Frisk... I'm so sorry. Finally, in Frisco, northbound 121, right at... right at Coit Road, got stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from the tollway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show. Subscribe. Oh my God, it's me talking. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show.
God, that was awful.
I told you we should have had an abortion.
Ugh. Make my ears bleed. Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Tonight, ice, sleet, snow, and a wind advisory all in store with a low of 25. Tomorrow, it's going to be a mess in the morning up until around noon. It'll start to warm up a little bit, eventually partly cloudy as we hit a high of 41. Right now, though, 33 at 97.1, the Eagle.
This is Brian Johnson of SADC, and we're kicking your ass on 97.1 Eagle.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
back.
To the Russ Martin Show.
Well, I couldn't pull Alfie's volume down. I had a sock puppet on my hand. And then when he realized that I was using the sock puppet, mimicking him, whatever he was saying. I wish I could come up with a channel just for Alfie. And charge for it, because I wouldn't need anybody but him to pay for it.
That's true. And he'd give you everything he had. And then he'd go out and steal from those that he didn't have.
I'm stalking these chicks. I might as well steal from them.
Know everything else. What's the point of knowing all their PIN numbers if you can't use them?
I hate that. PIN numbers. What does that mean?
I know, it's redundant.
Hey, what's the VIN number on the car? You mean the VIN?
Yeah.
Sorry. Literally is yours. That's another one of mine, is when people go, what's the VIN number? You mean the vehicle identification number? Or my personal identification number?
Yes, that one.
Alfie, is it what I'm doing with a puppet or the way the puppet looks?
The way the puppet looks is a big part of it. You had the, it's got a big long neck, and you had it kind of bouncing along the window at first. And that looks.
I think it's the bouncy thing. And then would you make it all look nervous and shake it?
Is the bouncy thing partly because it looks sort of like a Muppet when they show the Muppets walking?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's about as close as you can come to describing it, is it looks kind of like a Muppet.
It's a striped Muppet. What's the one, the orange haired one? The Muppet, Alfie?
Animal?
No. The human childlike one. That's what it looks like, except with red, white, and blue stripes.
Okay. I don't know. I just know if Alfie hasn't lost it during traffic in a while, all I got to do is break out the sock puppet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it this time was the realization that it was using my voice.
Wow. Tell me the puppet by Garth Vernon. Why was it that realization?
I would look down and read traffic, and then I'd look up, and it would stop talking. And as I continued talking, it would continue.
See? Yeah, there it is.
Scooter. It looks like a red, white, and blue scooter from the Muppets.
Then people have a point of reference now. And I realize now I could be a puppeteer.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. See, now you have something to fall back on.
I like how you stretched that out.
Yeah. I had to pause just for a little bit to make sure he got some of his protein drink down his throat.
And this is thick crap, this protein stuff that comes out your nose, and we're out of paper towels, aren't we?
Chloe, you don't have any more?
No.
And this muscle milk is really thick. I mean, it gets caught in my mustache.
Oh, yeah. It'll stick and dry there for days.
Sorry, I'm having to. I got it.
Are you clearing out your nose or your mustache?
Well, I'm just trying to clear it.
Oh, yeah. Get mad at me.
Sorry.
Your protein drink went through your sinuses.
Alfie, what's line four?
He is calling in with another complaint.
Mm. Well, started off with one. Hopefully we can end with one today. Yes, William.
Hey, when y'all were playing knocking on the door and ringing the doorbell, I don't have a dog, but my upstairs neighbor has a dog, and his dog was going crazy. And the upstairs neighbor came down and told me to turn it down. I live in apartments that were built in the 70s, so you can hear someone sneeze next door.
Okay, so you were listening to the show, and he could hear it through the dog could hear it through the ceiling, or floor, yeah, your ceiling floor, or whatever.
Yeah, I could hear his dog going crazy. It was not pretty, and we have hardwood floors, so it was really loud, and it was really hysterical.
Did you turn it down?
No.
Okay, go turn it back up.
Okay, hang on.
All right,
I'm on. You're on my laptop, so I'll walk away a little bit.
Well, that's okay. We don't have to keep talking. I can wreak havoc at a distance. I have 100,000 wands.
Might as well play with it.
Man's girl. Hello. Package for a dog.
That is just, it's like calling me going, hey, stop that. Going down and telling the neighbor, hey, could you turn that down? My dog's going crazy. Yeah. Good luck explaining that to the apartment management.
Yeah.
Who are they going to side with? Are they going to believe that a radio show was playing sound effects of knocking and doorbells ringing?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're somebody we don't need in our complex. Maybe you need to be out, not the guy that was listening to the radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just seem like a troublemaker.
Well, let me see. I think I printed out Dr. Thornton's notes from last week. Give me a second. Alfie, is there anything on my printer in there?
No, there's not.
Okay. Well, sorry to bother you and you and your broccoli.
Do you remember a theme to it at all? Did he focus on him?
It was about the dream.
All right, here it is. March 4th. It's for show notes for last week. 2/25/15. Royce, you're still talking about the dream you reported to us last week. I've been thinking about it, too. I'm sorry, bad read. I've been thinking about it, too. The thing that we focused on was the experience that you had of becoming aware that you were dreaming and your decision to exit the dream. Lucid dreams are the most important ones for our interpretive purposes. So I'm not satisfied with the surface reaction that we had, i.e. that you're pulling out just before your dream partner was satisfied. It simply reflects your attitudes about sex. Okay, so far?
Mm-hmm. Good.
You asked an important question, and I'll ask it of you. Do you think this dream is saying you're feeling ready to date again, perhaps to find a woman to be in a relationship with? It makes sense. There you were, a fantasy come true, with all the women you've ever been with, and you shut it off to wake up to your own reality. The point isn't that you didn't pleasure her or them, as funny as that bit is.
Mm.
Point is, you didn't gratify. Yeah, I did gratify myself. I finished on their bellies.
Oh, I thought you told us that you...
No, I pulled out and I finished.
Oh.
Did you guys think something else?
Yeah, we thought that you stopped because she was getting too close, and so you
stopped
at all.
I did. That's why I pulled out and I shot on her belly.
Oh, well, we thought you just stopped at all.
I thought you woke up from the dream at that point.
Yeah. I was lucid in the dream. I was lucid enough to go ahead and wake up or stay dreaming and not give her orgasm but finish on her belly.
Okay.
Ha ha! No orgasm, and I'm about to finish. Damn.
And I'm still dreaming. You an orgasm? You better dream about one yourself. That's right, it's me, Donald. I just called.
Well, what about the question, though? Even if that interpretation is a little bit skewed now, the question still remains.
Am I ready to date?
Yeah.
I was ready to date after Mandy moved out.
Oh, I thought you were kind of...
No. There was no...
I think he is a little hesitant.
I
only because
probably would be a little more concerned about somebody lying about something I did.
And as you should be. And I would be for you.
But there's no torch being toted.
No, I don't mean.
By I.
No, I don't think it's a torch thing. What I mean is, I think hesitant meaning that you haven't really put yourself out there. As if someone came along and fell in his lap, sure, I'm sure he'd be willing. But instead, it's. They're all creatures, and I'm not into online dating, and why would I go someplace to meet somebody?
And
that's
I'm not
crazy.
Changing my values just because I haven't been in a relationship, a long-term relationship, in a long time. I'm not changing my values. I'm not going to just give in. You know, not really my look, but I'm tired of being alone. I'm fine being alone.
And that's fine. What I mean is, you're not.
I know really, it's fine. I just said it was.
But I'm telling you, I agree with you.
Now, boys.
Dan knows what this face means. I'll hit the delay. Give me about 3 seconds. This face I'm making right now? Mm-hmm. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
Give me three, Dan.
One, two.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that means.
So, you were saying what?
That's something a white guy can say, by the way.
What?
What Dan said.
F you, Dan?
Yeah.
I think a black guy could say it.
Well, yeah. But I mean, you were saying earlier that white people can't cuss some of the ways that black people can with impunity or with...
with the same, you know...
Just... Well, then the inflection.
Yeah.
Yeah. F you. White people can get, especially if you're a redneck.
Oh, yeah.
We're really good at saying F you. We can say shut the S up. We got the S word down. Yeah. It's GD. Man.
Sorry.
It's hard to beat a brother when they're mad and they throw out GD, especially John Wally Price.
Yeah. Every single time it's like it was his first words.
Yeah, it's like a punch in the face. Mm.
As soon as he came out of the, you know, it, the birth came out of the vagina. What the f*** are you people looking at? Damn it!
Anyway, what I was saying is Russ doesn't really do anything to put himself out there to show that he's available.
Yeah. But I'm not keeping myself in to keep myself unavailable.
That sounds like a loophole. It's like, well, I'm not staying in so I don't meet anybody, but you're not going out either.
I'm not going out because by the time I get home, got to make sure I take care of the dogs. Rocco has special meds. There are plenty of excuses, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to feel right if I stop on the way home someplace to have drinks and meet people if I know I've got special need animals. To me, that's selfish.
And that has to happen, like, what about on like a Saturday or a Sunday?
I still feed my dogs on the weekends.
And that takes all night? And that takes hours upon hours?
They
I'm sorry.
They have meds that they have to have. Rocco has meds he has to have in the morning and in the evening.
At what time in the evening?
12 hours after the first one.
So that means you've got...
So if I give it to him at 8 o'clock in the morning, technically I should be home by 8 o'clock at night. A lot of times I'm late. And I'm sorry, if I take over as a caretaker of an animal, to me, that's a stewardship.
Amen.
Praise God.
Quit enabling him, Dr. Thornton.
He's not enabling.
Yes, he is.
He's validating.
Which is just as bad.
It's not the same. It's about the same as plethora and variety.
I will kill that girl.
That was maddening. I was listening.
Where she was.
There are times that you could go out. You could come out with us when we go out.
But sometimes I have to go home and make sure that Rocco gets his meds.
And I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. I'm just saying that you have opportunities.
You can always hit an open mic with me.
You know, if we could reverse that, I'd do it. That makes sense?
Yeah, I got you.
Do you mean if you could hit me with an open mic?
Yes.
Any relationship, any long-term relationship I've ever been in happened. There was no searching. There was no seeking. There was no...
I know. I was there for the last one. The last two, actually. The last one that I... with Mandy, her brother called in and said, hey, date my sister. And that was how that started. I forget how it happened with Mona, but I think it was...
I think
she was a call-in as well.
She was a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy wasn't a listener.
She wasn't a listener,
her brother,
but her
was.
Yeah, but it was still facilitated.
Well, hang on, you're confusing the two. Mandy's brother was a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy wasn't. Mona was a listener.
Yes.
Who had no brother to call in for her. But I'm not. I just don't feel the need to go online and join. No offense to Match.com. I'm sure you people have joined a lot of creatures, and you're having these babies that are making money at the state fair.
Which, by the way, you've got emails if you want to pay for them to get them. Lots of people interested. Winks all over the place. Someone just the other day, someone in Sherman interested in you.
But most of the time, those winks come from a chick who only has one eye. So you don't know if she's winking or just blinking.
Or nodding.
I got that. That was almost funny, but just that short of.
Yeah. Yeah. Love and life Cyclops. Yeah. Live, left Cyclops. Sorry.
I only have one eyebrow to pluck. But I haven't been. If they pop up, they will. I still got Tony, the bartender at Abuelos.
When was the last time you were there?
Probably 5-6 months.
You might want to go back and say hi. Well, do you know if he still even works there?
I'm sure he does. You don't think he found another? No, man.
Hey, from what you've said, he's a really good-looking guy.
He is. It's like Tone Bell, your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Tony at Abuelos on Dallas Tollway at Parker.
Yes.
Kind of reminds me of Tone Bell.
Gotcha.
Except Tony at Abuelos doesn't have that stupid-looking pointy beard. Or Tony at Abuelos is just clean and good-looking with a few tattoos.
And also a short a couple of network TV shows.
Oh, so you're going to slam somebody because they work at Abuelos and they ain't on TV?
No, I'm just propping up my buddy.
Tone?
Yeah.
But he's got enough promotion out of me.
That is true. Yeah, next time he comes to town, he should pretty much just jerk everybody off.
That's right. I promoted your show. Every sitcom you've been on, it's failed. Swallow my white.
I would love to see the ratings on his shows in Dallas compared to other markets.
Well, you could do that. I mean, they mm-hmm. pull it market by market. I just, one market's not going to save a show.
No, it's not. Anyways. So anyway, Dr. Thornton, Russ don't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That doesn't. Do you think I should go out specifically seeking, searching, wondering?
I've been seeking.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I don't think that's your way. I think you have to find people more serendipitously.
And how would that be?
They show up at his house?
Sort of. I think somebody introduces you to someone is the way you meet somebody.
Wouldn't the odds of that be higher if he actually went out with friends?
Well, that would help, yeah.
But
I mean, but friends, that looks like I'm out trying to find.
No, it doesn't. It means you're out hanging out with your fans.
I'm out trying to find peace of mind. I don't need a woman right now. Great gosh, I'm mighty. Great gosh,
I'm mighty. You know what, then? I know what you should do. Karaoke. No one that goes out for karaoke is looking to hook up. They're just out to get drunk and sing and have a good time. And you can sing a number of songs, whether it's this, which is, who's this?
Little Richard.
Yes.
Little Richard, sorry. Thank you.
Never help him again.
Okay. I mean, between Little Richard.
Between Small Dick. Is that his name?
And Merle.
How many karaoke bars do you think? Do they still really have that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is karaoke night still big?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at bars.
Well, I seriously doubt that anybody's going to have big wheels rolling in karaoke.
I don't even think you need the backup. Right? You have your own backup to bring with you. They can plug in a CD.
Yeah, hey, can you play this?
Yeah, I got my own. I got my own music.
Some people do that.
Mm-hmm.
They bring their own mix.
Swear, yes.
I gotta go. Okay, not because I'm trying to find.
I'm not saying you are.
I gotta go out and see these people. Oh, it's like, why don't you just get a band?
Oh, no.
Any of these people any good that bring their own discs?
Well, their own discs, I don't know, but I've seen
some of those people. Cause I used to host karaoke, and oh, God, what a pain in the ass. But the people that brought their own discs were okay. But usually there's people that just show up out of the blue and are awesome.
Well, some people can sing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily one of them. And it's especially if you're out drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, your brain auto-tunes your voice, but it only auto-tunes inside your own head. Yeah, it don't fix it on the outside.
Mm-hmm. See, well, that's the fun part about it, because there's always a nice mix of people who can't sing, and people that are entertaining when they can't sing.
Yeah, some people may not be able to sing very well, but they can put on a show.
Yeah.
They can work a crowd. They may have the moves down.
Or you get the really nervous one, and everybody's all supportive. Oh, you're going to be fine, and...
Oh, I don't want to. I'm scared.
What if they laugh at me? I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it.
Thank you. Big wheel.
I'm not doing it.
You were really close.
Only because it was the wrong cut. No, I'm not staying at home to stay away from chicks. It's I think Dr. Thornton's right. It's going to be more of a serendipity-ish measure event.
Close enough.
Serendipitous.
There you go.
Yep.
Is that right?
That's it. That's how it's happened before.
That's the way it's always happened. You just meet somebody and you just...
Can I? Okay. We know Mandy, Mona. Who was your previous long-term relationship before that? Not the other chick that called in that you went out with a few times. Or the other one. Or the other one after that.
Yeah, that's not... Narrowing it down. For Mona, I think was Michelle. And she had a kid and didn't want to really bring him around me until she was sure we were going to date for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm fine with that. I forgot why that one went belly up. I'm sure it was my fault.
Was Michelle the one that had Abby?
No, that was Rachel.
Rachel had Abby.
Rachel was in the mid-90s. She was around 95.
Okay. How did you meet Rachel?
I was at a bar with friends and a chick by herself. In fact, you want the whole story? I got to give it to you quick.
Yeah.
It was like the middle of July.
I remember.
Yes. Was it a hot, wet night?
It was. And they were taking me off to the Japanese internment camp. It would be many years before I would star in Star Trek. We had Dewana, the bird, the psychic, on the show. She said, middle of July, you're going to meet a girl named Rachel or Rachel, and you'll have a long-term relationship. She'll be blonde. I went, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was doing the Sunday night talk show. And it was the middle of July.
Mm.
And I met some friends. And there was one sitting at the table with them. And, you know, afterwards I asked the guy at the table, went, is she single? They went, yeah. Well, here. You know, give her my number. And she was blonde, and her name was Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And we dated for a good couple of years. And that was the only relationship I've had that anybody was shocked when we broke up. Am I right, Chloe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, what?
And she was the one that... You had to be honest with about children. You didn't want children.
She knew. She said, in 5 years, I know I'm going to want to have a kid.
Yep.
I said, in 5 years, I don't know what I'm going to want, so I can't make that promise.
Right.
And having kids obviously was important enough to her to forsake me.
And how did you meet Michelle?
At an event.
Okay.
It's a longer story, but...
No, that, I know. I just wanted to know location, if possible.
Yeah. So... What do you want me to do? Go start hanging out at events? Sit in the background? Even if I'm not appearing, just sit in the background and listen.
Hey, it's me, Cindy Skull. Don't forget I'm married to a caveman.
Cindy, they'll want you more if you say you're single and you're hot. Or you got the hot, you're in heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good Todd who chews on my nipples. Shows up at funerals in his work truck.
How is that? You are killing.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that did I just make up?
None.
Alpha, you don't want to take anything before we break?
Line 4.
Okay. Yes, Tara.
Hello, boss man.
I'm sorry it took me a second because on the screen, Alfie actually typed in pee pants, Tara.
Thanks, Alfie. I heard you guys talking about karaoke, and I had a suggestion. Big Al from Cat Craddock has a bar, and they do karaoke quite often, so you could go team up and, you know, hang out with him.
I haven't heard from anybody from a kid's show since David passed, so I don't know if they... harbor ill will or...
Oh, how could they?
Well, I don't know. Nobody said anything. I thought that we Dan's making faces. Do you know something I don't?
I would just assume that if I were them, I probably wouldn't dig you.
Well, did we acknowledge David's passing?
Yes.
Did we?
In a big way.
In a very big way, yes.
Did I do a eulogy?
Yes, you did.
Did I make fun of him?
No, you did not.
No.
Do we promote Kids Foundation?
You do.
So why would they have any?
And I'm sure that would have more people in his bar than ever, knowing that you would possibly be there. Because I'm sure it's pretty dead.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn. Wow.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
609. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling. Moving on.
Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Started off in Dallas, southbound 75 or 45 or whatever. Right at I-30, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up onto 75 back from Knox Henderson. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway just after Northwest Highway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's unwinding back from Keller Springs, about a 15-minute delay still. And still in Dallas, northbound on the tollway, right at Trinity Mills, got an accident there. This one also in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up all the way back from Royal. And finally, is to hold that load behind. In Frisco, northbound 121, right at Coit. Still got that stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from the tollway. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, brought to you by TrueCar.com. Eagle weather tonight, ice, sleet, snow, and wind, a low of 25. Tomorrow, eventually, partly cloudy, and we eventually hit a high of 41. Right now, though, 32 degrees, and that spells danger. That 97 won the Eagles.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
Well, what were we laughing about when I went into the D&M spot?
We were talking about you being in hell and you being Deadmau5, DJ.
Yeah.
And what you'd be doing.
Because I'd never heard from anybody from Craddock's show after David had died. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if they were still pissed off at me because we had this on-air battle.
Anyway,
but we didn't do anything. We didn't do anything untoward, anything ugly, the day that we found out that David died.
No.
Yeah, quite the opposite.
I had Alfie pull out any promos promoting the RMS Foundation and throw in kids, and it wasn't to kiss anybody's ass. I didn't have to. Seemed the right thing to do because I know, regardless of what went on the air between David and me, it was on the air. And had I died first, he would have promoted the RMS Foundation. And then what do we start giggling about?
You went to talk about the last line in the eulogy that you made.
Oh, where I said, you can stop looking up, kid, because you made it.
Gotcha.
Meaning he's in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I die, I know I'm going to hell. But I'm going to be the, what's his name?
Deadmau5.
I'm going to be the Deadmau5 of the DJs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, everybody's going to be raging to...
Yeah. Hey, where are all my Earth razors? I have no misconceptions about where I'm going.
You feel that earthquake? That's Russ's party. Centered right underneath Irving.
Is that fracking?
No, it's fracking Russ.
as Russ somebody in hell. Because had he gone to heaven, you know how people gravitate to their own groups? He'd have been the only one in his. Because he wouldn't know anybody in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Except possibly my dogs. be the only reason I wouldn't want to go to hell.
I'm sure you can request them.
To go to hell with me?
Yeah.
I'm going to teach all my dogs to say, damn it.
Walk right in the backyard holding golf clubs.
During a lightning storm?
Yeah.
Screaming, damn it.
Roar! 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 Jesus sucks!
But I have no misconceptions. If we really have a destination, I don't know. Dr. Thornton, do you believe we do?
I don't buy that at all.
You don't believe there's any place the soul goes once the body's dead?
I don't think there's a soul.
Oh, you're Mr. Happy Fun Time.
Yeah. Are you available for birthday parties? Hey, how many kids wants me to blow up a balloon in shape of no soul? Well, you're into Zen. I would think that, there's a think of a higher elevation, and there's just more to it than what we do while we're here.
Yeah, it's the whole Buddhist thing about all that is complicated, and
I need to zoom in a little bit on him.
He I don't subscribe small. To reincarnation necessarily. It makes some sense. Maybe there's a heaven and a hell. I don't know. In the Buddhist cosmology, there are heavens and hells. And none of them are permanent, you know, though they can last a long, long time by our terms. So you burn out your good karma if you go to heaven and you have to do something else, or you burn out your bad karma if you go to hell and you have to do something else.
What would you have to do to wear out your welcome in hell?
No, you burn out your bad karma. I mean, you pay your price. And then
sort of like a prison sentence.
Kind of a
okay, so if you go to heaven... and let's say you did so many good things, after a while that runs out,
yep.
And then you go back to Earth, or something. You go to
it could
hell.
Be Earth or another.
What's that place in the middle?
Purgatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Purgatory, yeah. Or Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Thornton, doesn't Buddhism teach that hell is life and suffering on Earth, and yeah. That the only heaven is nirvana?
Yeah, but that's also on Earth. So nirvana and samsara, it's called, are the same thing. So heaven and hell are the same thing in Buddhist cosmology.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got to say it. I am not thinking heaven is a little baby kid swimming with his Peter showing in a swimming pool.
That is not my heaven.
Because that's all I can think of as soon as somebody says nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
So nirvana is at, hang on, Alfie, there was a Star Trek movie. Like five. It was only one Shatner directed. It didn't make any money. Shaka Zulu or something like that. It was their nirvana. It was their paradise. Have I confused everything?
That was the one where they find God, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they take the Enterprise and they land on this planet, and there's this guy there that had sucked. Was it Spock?
I think, no, Spock was with them when they got there, wasn't he?
Well, no, but I'm saying somebody was sucked into it. Kirk wasn't sucked into it.
No, he wasn't.
But they finally land on this planet where, I think it's Spock's brother.
Okay.
Says, God is on this planet. So they land on this planet. And Shatner, he said, the God on that planet says, I want you to take me. And spread my word throughout the universe. And he goes, excuse me, why would God need a spaceship? And as bad as that movie was, that one line made it valuable.
That'll stick with you.
Because he kind of held his hand up and went, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Sorry here, but quick question.
Just one point.
Yeah, I know this is kind of a Larry David moment. Why would God need a spaceship?
The planet that the God was on was Shakari.
I was close.
Mm-hmm.
I said Shaka Zulu. Shakari.
You're right. The first two syllables were accurate.
Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
Shaka Khan.
Gonna move with you.
Shaka Khan. That's a God I'd party with.
Yeah. Who's your God? Shaka Khan.
Yeah. Oh, hail Shaka Khan.
No wonder Buddha's so popular. His name is Shakyamuni.
Hey, who wants to beat him to death first?
Shaka Khan gonna get you.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Quit it. All right, so all this started with, you don't believe there's an afterlife, Dr. Thornton.
I don't believe there is. I don't know that there isn't. I mean, I don't know. I that's all I'm saying. I don't spend a lot of time.
Well, none of us know because nobody ever really reports back after they're dead of going, guess what I found out? I'm sorry, I just spit on you, Dan. Guess what I just found out? There is an afterlife.
Yeah, I never got a
problem. And Houdini's act is a lot better now. There are people that said, well, yeah, there's certain codes that only the dead person would have known. Nobody's ever proved there's an afterlife. So I don't purposely do things sinful just to get to go to hell.
You just do your thing. And whatever happens, you'll just deal with it later.
And if I accidentally do something kind for somebody else, I'm not looking for a reward. I'm just hanging out.
I personally think that Christianity has been distorted into that kind of sign on the dotted line, believe and you go to heaven kind of thing. I don't really think that's what it's about, but certainly.
But they give you the out of if you accepted Jesus right before you die, all your sins have been erased and you get to join the party up there.
Yeah. So this idea that there's this commodity of exchange, I'll get salvation if I do this and that's why I'm doing it. You know, it kind of takes the.
That's the biggest thing that I don't like is there is a, well, you need to go to meet your just rewards. Well, I'm not doing this. This is not Dave and Buster's. I'm not doing this to get a bunch of coupons so I can, you know, win something without an electrical plug on it.
Going to the prize counter in the sky.
What can I get with all of these? You're playing skee-ball, aren't you? Yeah. What can I get with it? Anything on the top shelf? The unisize spider ring? Or the ball with no air in it? Is that it? Yep. Just those two things. Forget about looking at anything with an electrical plug on it. So my point is, do what you feel is right. If you want to hate cops, hate cops. If you think animals are just livestock and property, you want to shoot them, do it. That's the only reason I hope there's an afterlife is somebody to grab your ass afterwards.
Yeah.
And you better pray to God that I don't end up being God.
Yes.
Well, I never really thought about them as people. Well, I do. And now? I'm going to shove you up my ass. That's the biggest thing atheists better pray about if they ever pray is that I'm not f-ing God.
Well, what if they were good people?
They were good people, then you're all right.
Just because you're atheist doesn't mean you're bad. I mean, usually it means you're a know-it-all douchebag, but, but not all of them. Yeah. Most of them are pretty cool.
But I think one of the biggest things in the Bible is you got to believe in God. If you don't believe in me and all of a sudden you show up at my front door in the middle of the night, do you think I'm going to let you in?
Who knows?
I'm sorry. I'm going to shoot you in my front yard. I don't care if it's in heaven. Castle doctrine. They look dangerous. Why do you have to shoot them? You're God. Castle doctrine?
Mm-hmm. It ain't as night.
Well, why didn't you hit him with a lightning bolt? Well, taser don't always work.
Shut up and bring him my spaceship.
Yeah, somebody's got to beat him.
Technically, you brought up the spaceship thing.
Yeah, I know, but I was trying to make a joke out of it. Shatner really got a good line. Why would God need a spaceship?
Someone already posted it on my wall on Facebook. It
says what?
The thing from YouTube, Star Trek The Final Frontier. It's like 452 in. What does God need with a starship?
I think it's a valid question, even if you're a bad director.
Yeah.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, we'll be back.
People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society. I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
Don't leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
632. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Dig on USA Network. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 75 just south of Mockingbird. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Royal Lane. That's right at Monticello. Also in Dallas, northbound 70.
Monticello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Northbound 75, Monticello?
Monticello.
All right, cool. Thank you. Also in Dallas,
northbound. Say it again.
Monticello.
Is that right, Dan?
Yep. All right, cool. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, Mockingbird. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up. Back to Haskell. And finally in Frisco.
That's Haskell.
Yep. Haskell.
I'm sorry. Traffic is backed up back from Haskell. Finally, Frisco. Northbound 121 right up McCoy Road. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from the tollway. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Call now. It's 214 or 787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sleep Experts. Tonight, ice, sleet, snow, and wind and cold and just bad. It's a low of 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy eventually with a high of 41. Right now, 32 and sleety at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right. What do you want to do? You want to start news? At least want to get to birthdays?
We can.
You got more audio?
I do.
Is there anything left from the Bachelor this week?
No, that was all the bitches tell all.
Aye. That's disappointing, I must say.
I know. It's a good episode if you watch the whole, if you watch all the previous episodes. But if you don't, it takes far too long to explain why so-and-so's mad at such-and-such. Basically, they're all women trying to get one guy, and most of them hate each other.
And they don't realize they're coming off as runt.
No, some of them just don't realize.
By bagging on everybody else.
Right. My favorite, though, was this one chick, the one who was the early favorite. Her name is Britt. She was the one that she was pretty, and she was the front runner early on. And then she got bounced. And then she's one of those chicks that, you know what, when a chick gives you the puppy dog face? Like when she's playing victim?
I know when Mona used to do that, she would do the little Jeffrey giraffe ears.
Not the same, because when Mona did it, there was a cute factor to it. She knew what she was doing. That wasn't like her really trying to manipulate you.
She knew she really peed on the carpet.
Right. This chick on The Bachelor, though, was just sort of like that feel sorry for me face, but truly, truly meant it. Like she felt like just the whole world was against her. I never realized until Monday night watching her do that face how much I hate that face. It's an awful, awful look for a woman to have. And what frightens me is that I think most men fall to it.
Yeah. That one's not working.
Not on you.
The one with Mona, when she would do the sad Jeffrey ears, Jeffrey from Toys R Us, and mm-hmm. She'd go.
She'd make the cute version of it.
That's a hot knife, and I'm Oleo. Because she really meant it. But that was another relationship that she knew she wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
And I lie about a bunch and lots.
Mm.
But that wasn't one of them. Because sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with it. So why get further into the relationship if you know you don't want to have kids?
And it's...
And I'm sure I've missed out on some spectacular women because I don't want to have kids, but I don't want to. And now I'm too old.
You're not too old.
I think at a certain age, you're sort of narcissistic of, well, you know, I'm almost 55. I'll have a kid now. You know, at least I'll be able to walk around when he gets out of high school, sort of.
I don't think the idea
it's
of
like
having...
Tony Randall having a kid, I want to say in his 80s.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to be around. That's nothing but your freaking ego.
Well, it could also be that he just realized, hey, you know what? A baby's a blessing, even at my age, and even if I'm not going to be there for all of its life,
then
clearly,
go adopt one or get a dog.
Why would you put those three on such different levels?
Adopt one?
Uh-huh.
I think adopting is even better than having one.
Didn't sound that way the way you said it. Why don't you just go adopt one? Why you got to have it?
Well, you don't have to have one. Adopt a child that already needs a home. That way you can look at it and go, all right, this one's okay. His heart wasn't, he wasn't born with a heart on the outside. He's the right color. He's got all the right appendages. Everything matches up so he can do, you know, decimal multiplication. To me, picking out a kid is
picking out
is better than having one, because you know having one, that's a crapshoot.
Yeah, because then
you're sitting at a machine in Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take whatever comes out.
No, you're right. Go on to pick one out. It's you know, yeah, because then you can tell all your friends, no, look, he's a rescue.
I think that seems noble. Not only did I get the best kid out of the batch, the pick of the litter. Mm-hmm. But I gave him a home, and I love someone as if they were my blood.
And you referred to him as a rescue.
You said rescue.
Yeah.
I said blood.
That's right, Dan.
You really are no help, Dr. Thornton.
I'm going to help you now.
This is the wrong place to dog pile, Slick.
It's my rescue kid.
But that's the way he did make it sound. Like, why are you going to have one? Just go get one.
Go get one, somebody that needs a home. It's like it's a Mark Davis, no slam on Mark, but it is a slam. I have to adopt a dog that's a specific breed, or it's, you know, AKC registered or AMC registered or whoever makes those things.
I think he just bought it.
It's a pacer.
What'd you buy? A matador. Made by him. That's a matador?
Yeah.
Old commercials you're not going to remember, Dan.
That's all right.
Like, I don't care what a dog is. If it needs a home and I got room and I feel like cleaning up after it, it's got a home. And I knew as soon as I took the deaf dog, just the fact that, and it doesn't make me a good person, just the fact that somebody was that big of a head to adopt a deaf dog and then bring it back and go, well, he's too big of a problem because he's deaf. No, you're just a narcissistic prick. And that's the end of that. If I could take a dog and put up with everything that's going to do to my house, you can too. And you're not going to blame the fact that he's deaf or even think that possibly somehow he's damned because he's deaf.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you. You don't deserve an animal. I'm glad you gave him back up. At least he got a home to where somebody cares.
And maybe the guy realized, he's like, hey, you know what? He's self-aware to realize, I'm not going to take care of this animal the way it deserves to be.
He knew that dog was deaf when he adopted it. It's not like they went, oh, no, he can hear. Watch this. Wait, with her hands back and forth. He knew that. Well, you know, I travel a lot and... And this dog, because he's deaf, is just really a pain. Puppies are a pain. Puppies chew sh up. Mm-hmm. They just do that. And to blame it on some type of handicap, you know, luckily, I'm going to run into you in hell. I'm going to kick your fat ass. You fat Praise God.
Yeah.
And now God sat in heaven going, okay, I'm kind of on the fence on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of being a good guy. He's being a bad guy. He just said GD. Then he said, praise God. I feel like I'm an episode of The Family Guy. Which way to go with this?
Yeah, but hey, he brought the Buddhist over to his side. Pretty impressive.
Do we let him in? Do we not? Let's see what he does in the next few years. If he goes and kicks that guy's ass that dropped off the deaf dog, I say we let him in.
Unfortunately, when you do that, he's going to be kicking and screaming.
Who is?
You.
Yeah, I don't want to go in there.
Don't you take me in there. No, you're coming.
I'm not going in. I don't want to go in there.
You're coming. You're coming in here.
I don't know anybody in there.
Yeah, you know. Well, I'll introduce you. Get in here.
This will be the worst party of my eternity. I don't know anybody in there.
That's great in here. It's heaven. Come on.
I want to go to hell where it's packed.
This isn't up to you.
Close right. If you got to abide by the Bible, by the letter, oof. Unless you're lucky enough to know right before you die, I accept Jesus Christ in my life, forgive me, then you get into heaven. Unless you've got that benefit of knowing right before you die, then you're going to hell. And Chloe is absolutely correct. I bet hell is packed.
You know it is.
Oof. I don't know what the music's like, but I still bet it's packed.
I bet it's good. Or it's all going to be cat music.
I don't know. I mean, God may have it planned out to where everybody's hell is their own hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, me having to argue with a chick instead of 45 minutes to get to the point, it may be 45 million years. And then finally she goes, okay, that's not what I said. Here's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's enough to make you want to fly straight.
I'm going to turn over a new leaf.
I repent.
Get on my knees, say my prayers every night.
It's I don't know. You got one life. Why run around hating people? I mean, I hate people. Don't get me wrong. I love to hate people.
I know you do.
But only the people that have done me wrong. They hate people because they're a different color or different. They have different theologies or
they suck things you don't suck.
Yeah. I have. There's nothing against me and any of their actions. Why hate somebody? Well, I hate them because it's an abomination.
Why are you worried about that?
Well, hey, you ever sucked a? Maybe it's good. You're the one that said you don't slice your bologna before you fry it, so obviously you don't know what's good. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to suck a or two to see if it's good.
Or two.
That's how you know.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Once you suck two, that's how you know. If you don't believe in an afterlife or you're not really sure of an afterlife, why waste all of it hating somebody? I mean, I have special moments where I hate people, but it's, again, it's people on a per-needed basis. I don't just hate people because they're different. I hate people because they jack me around. And because they jack me around, chances are they're going to hell, and that's when I'm going to get my chance to kick their ass.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nothing bad can happen to me either. Because I'm going to be, was that mouse guy?
Dead mouse.
I'm going to be dead mouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn all my earth razors against you.
I'm here, bitches. Put on this record and kick your ass.
All earth razors on the left.
It's time to rage.
Mm-hmm. Have my hand out some glow sticks.
And all you people that F me around on the right, let's see how long you last. Is there anything wrong with my philosophy? Short of, you know, of going to hell and being, what's his name?
Dead Mouse.
Dead Mouse and, you know, putting all the earth razors on the left and people that have me around on the ride.
Oh, that seems entirely appropriate to me.
I mean, is there anything psychologically where you go, dude, as your friend, you probably want to focus on some of these issues?
I think what I hear underneath what you're saying, or maybe you're just saying this directly, is that you should be doing the good things that you do for themselves. I mean, just because, not for some reward or to avoid some punishment.
Yes.
Do what you do because it's the right. No, I think that's very healthy.
I mean, that kind of goes against the Bible. If you don't do the right thing, then you're going to burn in hell for eternity.
I just don't care about what the Bible says about that.
You know, you know what? I'll keep you out of the barrel. I'll jump in with you. I'm with him. I'm not in it for the rewards. I mean, it's cool. I crap you negative.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
When I get an email from a police officer or firefighter that says, thank you for what you do, because then I get to chew their ass. I went, oh, thank me for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you ever say that again. Thank you. Let me go from there. I don't know how you could do the wrong thing when you know it's wrong. I just don't get it.
I think what you're describing.
I mean, is it too simplistic?
No, it's not. Because what you're describing is something I do on an almost daily basis. Do you
masturbate every day?
Yeah, we're talking about two completely different things.
Not really.
No, we are.
No, I'm about to shift this. How many days a week do you masturbate?
Whoa.
See, what happens is.
See, I'm being real honest. So I would expect everybody else on the show. How many days a week do you masturbate?
Why did you shift that? We're actually having a nice adult conversation.
We were, but I'm done with that. I'd like to know how many days a week you masturbate.
Okay.
How many?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you that.
Can I guess?
You can certainly guess.
Well, is there a starting point?
I don't know. Is there?
All right. Let's start here. Do you masturbate?
It has happened.
Okay. Is it? This last break.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:56. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Still not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Dallas, though. Northbound 75 right up Mockingbird. That earlier incident there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back from Pascal. In Allen, northbound 75 right at Stacy Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from McDermott. Excuse me. And finally in Frisco, northbound 121 right at Coit Road. I'm sorry, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Northbound 121 in Frisco, right at Coit Road. That earlier accident there has been cleared out. Traffic there is unwinding back from the tollway. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 12:25 for a shot to win a four-pack of tickets to the Good Guys Car Show, March 20th to the 22nd out at Texas Motor Speedway. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Dig on USA Network. Ice, sleet, snow, and wind tonight, 25 for the low, all a part of Winter Storm 4. Then tomorrow, eventually, partly cloudy, a high of 41. Right now, 32 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Looked at the ratings. Blue Bloods did not make the top 10 this past week.
Must have been on a rerun.
You know what? They were.
And actually, I think this is because I think February was sweeps. So this past week or whatever it has been kind of most everyone's off week, I think.
I just hope Bob Pittman, our CEO and president of iHeart and Clear Channel, knows somebody with NYPD.
I'm sure he does.
Because then they could command Tom Selleck to meet with me.
I'm not.
We can dock mustaches.
Wouldn't that just be kissing?
Not if your lips don't touch. What's the matter with you? You queer?
Clearly, my fault. Misunderstood.
But I didn't realize the weather was that bad in New York. I got an email from the VP of something. I hate to undermine the chick. I forget her name. But she said, Dad, you know, we need to hurry up and do this so you can come enjoy the weather. I didn't know she was being sarcastic. And then when I brought up about shipping the Batmobile up to New York so Mr. Pittman and I could go cruise Gotham, which you have to. She goes, how does it handle in 6-inch slush? Oh, I don't know. You were effing with me earlier when you said, come on up, enjoy the weather, come to the coast.
Yeah. See, again, you don't reach that level of a corporation by being slow.
So, I don't know when we're going, but we will go. At one point or another, we will broadcast from Gotham. Even though somebody said Gotham's moved to Chicago now. Isn't that you, Alfie?
They filmed the last couple in Chicago.
The CW series?
The Dark Knight series.
Oh. Why'd they move it from New York to Chicago?
I think Chicago was offering better tax incentives at the time.
But they still call it Gotham, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Gotham has always been New York.
Right, so you still know.
So I would guess Bob Pittman would be able to make a phone call to Commissioner Gordon.
I don't think it's Commissioner Gordon. And if it is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you live in New York?
No, I don't.
That's a yes or no question.
I said no.
Okay. Do you own a Batmobile?
No.
Do you have a Batman costume?
No.
Then you don't know, really, what the correct answer is.
You're correct.
And I'm correct only because I forgot what I was asking.
It happens to the best of us.
It's after 7. You want to mess with the news? I know you put a lot of stories.
I've got a bunch. Alfie's saying line 1.
Okay. Is that Officer Swiss Cheese?
Yes, it is.
He just want me to call him Swiss Cheese?
I guess.
That'd be fine, boss.
Can I just call you Officer?
Yeah, that works, too.
Yeah. Okay. In person, I don't like the Swiss cheese thing. How about Officer Hero?
Oh.
Officer, I got a hole in my foot because I can't aim?
That would probably work, too. It just seems a little long.
Officer Funny Shadows?
Cold-blooded. Hero was calling in to be complimentary.
Have I not defended you as being an officer shot in the line of duty?
Yeah.
All right, well, then shut up your holy ass.
I wanted to call in nice and late in the show. That way, if I sound like a jerk, it affects Nikki Six's ratings and not yours.
Okay.
I just came back from Keller, a visit with one of your listeners, the guy that designs and builds Woody Smokers. And I guess after talking to Dan, he decided to donate a smoker to me, and I'm literally just coming back from his shop from picking it up, and I thanked him about 100 times, and so I figured it was only right that I call it and thank you guys as well.
Did we have anything to do with you getting a free smoker?
Well, apparently Dan spoke with him, so he heard one of the little segments about my
encounter.
Aerated foot, I guess.
Well, and, anybody that has a whistle foot, you're going to know about.
Well, that's why I try to keep my shoes on. It cuts down on the whistling most of the time.
And that way when you sneak up on your wife.
Yeah. It gets a little uncomfortable when I'm riding a motorcycle because I have to turn the music up really loud. But
all right, let me ask you, since you and I have never talked, what was the whole situation with a shootout where you end up getting shot more than once and in the foot by the perp? What was the whole scenario?
Oh, man. The quick, shortest version, we were looking for a car burglar that was in the area. We were following him on foot. We kind of lost him for a bit. So I got out of my vehicle to look for him. I was on the phone with my partner while we continued looking for the guy. And I'm walking down a sidewalk, and somebody completely unrelated to the whole situation pulls up in a car, jumps out of the car, and shoves his gun in my ribs. And kind of all went downhill from there. Gave him my wallet, gave him my keys, just trying to stall because I knew my partner was coming around the corner. I tried to let him know over the phone that, you know, the guy had a gun. You know, tell him, hey, man, don't shoot me. Here, take my wallet, take my keys, just don't shoot me. Trying to relay to my partner that the guy was armed. I didn't want him to come around the corner and get hurt.
I got it. So and, you're warning them. It's not a matter of, oh, I'm a pussy, you know, take my wallet. Don't shoot me. You're letting your partner know this guy is armed.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds a lot cooler. I mean, it was probably a mix of both for all I know. But it just trying to stall, you know, just letting them know, hey, something's gone terribly awry here. And by the way, the guy has a gun. And, you know, he's got the drop on me. I don't care how much TV you watch. When the gun is in your ribs, you're not going to outdraw the guy.
Well, you don't have – it's people at times want to make police officers out like you've got – six eyeballs on your head, so you've got 360 peripheral. You don't. People can come up behind you. They can still have the drop on you.
Oh, yeah, this happened so fast. I mean, I watched the car stop in front of me, so I was like, well, this is peculiar, and the next thing you know, there's a gun in my side.
It also helps to point out that he was in plain clothes. It's not like he was in full uniform.
Okay, yeah, so this really guy thought he was carjacking somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sidewalk jacking, I guess. I was walking down the sidewalk talking on a cell phone.
Okay.
So, and then, I kind of think the encounter's over. I've given him my wallet. I've given him my car keys. He starts digging through my pockets. And in the course of digging through my pockets, my badge comes out. And we kind of both looked at each other for a second, and we looked at the badge, and we looked back at each other. And that's when I drew from my holster with my right arm. And tried to elbow the gun out of my ribs. It was in my left side. I tried to elbow the gun out of my rib with my left arm. When I did, I came up with my right arm to put my pistol into his chest and pull the trigger. But before I could pull my trigger, apparently he didn't have any gun safety training, and he didn't realize that you're not supposed to keep your trigger on the finger. And
I got it.
When I elbow the gun goes off, and the first round hits me in the forearm and breaks my right arm. And
did he get shot at all?
No.
None. All right. First thing you need to do, as far as ID goes, you need to go back and watch the Rockford Files. Because the first thing he did when he got knocked out, he knew he was about to pass out, is he took his ID and shoved it under a rug.
Oh, God.
So go back and watch a few of the Rockfords. Learn that.
Well, typically now I don't keep my badge on me for that reason. So there's that. But now we've at least taken that step out of the equation.
Okay.
So if I learned nothing else from the Rockford Files, it was that.
I forget why you originally called.
I was calling to say thanks. That's why I originally called. I was calling to say thanks because Dan facilitated.
The smokers.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it was.
All right. Well. Thank you, sir, for what you do. No jacking around. I appreciate it. And do not thank me for anything. I can and will have you shot in the other foot.
Hey, you're welcome to give it a shot, but I'm 0-1 in gunfights.
You don't think I can get you shot in the foot?
Like, you can give it a shot, but I'm trying to get back to 500. So
I just want you to know I appreciate what you do.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, too.
I knew you were going to do this. All right. I'm sorry. Your left foot's gone.
It's out of your hands.
Yeah. It was nice of Swiss, though, to assume that you were going to be doing the shooting. He missed the key part where you said, I can have your foot shot.
Yeah. I know, you know, snipers with Irving Petey and other people, they take the foot off, and they'll do it just because of the foundation.
And as they put the dot on the foot, they'll sing Whistle While You Work.
Yeah.
He's going to cook me in that smoker.
Well, I didn't want to get into the whole conversation, but why was he out in Keller looking for a smoker?
I guess they had to arrange a pickup of the smoker. A guy had emailed saying, because he had heard us talk about Swiss cheese's situation numerous times, and he said, hey, I build smokers for a living. I would love to give one to him. How do I do that? So I just basically hooked him up with Swiss's
Well, then
wife
that call should have gone to you, because I had nothing to do with that.
But it's because of the show that that sort of thing happens. It's because of the show that the smoker guy hears the story and says, hey, I'd like to, you know, give this guy something to show my appreciation. And that way, because what's a good thing to fill holes of cheese with? Meat.
Normally I'd use some type of dap or wood filler.
Well, in this case.
Depends on how big the hole is.
Well, it's Texas. They went with meat.
Then he challenges me that I can't get him shot in the other foot. How dare you. I have other officers that consider me a brother in blue. They'll shoot you in the foot. Tony Chalette probably can catch you in the pee hole.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Tony's a sniper.
I know he is. We know he's capable.
What you want to do?
Actually, here, I got this. Yahoo recently asked doctors to name some of the weirdest things a patient has ever asked them. This is one of those where they gather some of the best responses. One of them was, a patient told me she was impregnated by an alien and asked me to get it out of her.
Dr. Thornton, any weird questions you ever come across? Because not only did you have you done couples therapy, but you actually see people in hospitals now with severe psychoses.
That's right.
So what's some of the weird stuff they ask you?
Oh, well, I helped them contact the Navy because they've got this really special weapon that they've created. And, you know, I've had the alien thing to...
I need you to contact the Navy because they can sail the seven seas in the Navy.
I'm
in the Navy.
I don't think the salute's helping.
I'm pregnant with Jesus. You know.
That's a good... another one that someone asked a doctor in 97...
Did you ever try to explain to him, all right, you can't be pregnant with the Jesus because Jesus already has a book. And a couple of movies.
I'll, good luck, man. You go explain
well,
that.
But what do you tell him? Do you just go, yeah, I understand.
But I'm pregnant with the Jesus.
Yeah, just want you to relax. And
I am relaxed.
We're going to get this medicine to you.
I'm pregnant with the Jesus. When will the morning sickness start?
Oh, they'll say they have the morning sickness already.
Well, I have the morning sickness because I'm pregnant with the Jesus. So what do I do?
Ma'am, you're 70 years old.
I can have a baby at 70.
Two miracles.
Jesus was a miracle baby. There was no insemination.
How did you get pregnant with the Jesus?
I sat on a commode seat sideways.
Oh, my God. Another one. A 97-year-old man who had just had a heart attack asked a doctor how soon he could resume sexual activity.
After a heart attack?
Yeah, 97.
How long before I get back out there on the road? I'm a truck-driving man. By the way, can I get a horse pregnant if I deep-throat it without a condom?
A patient said he stopped breathing in his sleep and asked if he'd started breathing again yet. Obviously he did because he was sitting there, breathing.
Are you sure I'm breathing?
Yes.
You hold the mirror up to my face yet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard you can use sperm as glue. Does it work better than Elmer's?
Doc? No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, but you're sure I'm breathing?
Yes, you're breathing.
Say, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
How many plate jobs can I get a week without being considered too much?
I think that's really going to depend on the person. Some people may say one. Some people may say none.
Well, I'm just asking you for your opinion because I don't want to go over on the plate job quota because I'm into plate jobs.
Ugh.
You know what a plate job is?
Yeah.
I'll ask that other feller on the...
ask the other doctor.
Dr. Thornton, You know what a plate job is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn the mics off, and Dan is going to tell you in 2 seconds. Are you
okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
How was that?
Woo! All right.
That sounded like that was digitally sped up. That
was I sound like the micro machines guy.
Nice compression.
That was perfect. Do you understand what a plate job
is? I got it
now,
yeah.
Yeah, so you watch it coming out
uh-huh.
while you look at the clear plate.
Clear plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got all that?
Uh-huh.
So what was the question I asked?
How many?
Yeah, how many
how many plate jobs in a week can I get without it being considered too much?
How many is normal?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm asking. How many is normal? Either one with a degree. Mm-hmm.
And the training.
Yeah.
So how many? 1, 2, 18. How many times can I watch somebody do a glass plate?
How many times do you want to do that?
I like to do it probably 9 times a day. Which, you know, if you consider that in a week, 9 times 7, that's about 150. Or 56.
One of the two, I'm sure.
Sir, we have a nice room for you over here. We want to.
I don't want to go in a room. I want a plate job. I want to know how many. First of all, I want to know if I'm still going to New York City. I also want to know how many plate jobs a week is too many.
One is not enough, and two is too many.
Can you get gonorrhea from f***ing a cantaloupe?
No.
All right. Then I'm back into those.
Well, you have to know the cantaloupe really well, though.
So I got to do some kind of background check because you're a funny f***ing man now.
Sorry about that.
You have any registered cantaloupes in this area?
You got cantaloupes and blood test already?
Also, some doctors.
I'm sorry. What was the story about?
Weirdest things people have asked doctors, such as several men have asked a doctor if sex during pregnancy can cause brain damage to the baby. It won't. And also, at the beginning of a visit, a patient asked a doctor for proof that I was actually a doctor and demanded to see my diploma.
Well, sometimes you want to see a diploma, especially when you talk to somebody like that Dr. Thornton guy you got on your show.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you something there, that Dr. Thornton there on that show.
Uh-huh.
Does it make me gay if I constantly masturbate to Buck Owens while I hold his guitar?
Yes.
That seems kind of judgmental. What, Dan?
Do all that and put on lipstick?
Yeah, what if I put on lipstick? Still make me gay?
I'm afraid so.
Man, you're a right winger.
Just a hater.
Like I'm holding his guitar, isn't that enough?
Yeah. Man.
What if I get a hand job from my cousin Leroy while we're listening to Buck Owens in my truck? Does that make me gay?
Still gay.
You like a judge.
Why are you asking all these questions if you don't want him to answer it?
I just don't believe his answers. He comes off as one of those, free love. 60s and hey, what's up, man? And peace.
And
they wants to judge me just because an old feller wants to blow me while I'm listening to Buck Owens in his truck. Don't make me gay.
Yeah, especially if it's a Chevy.
Yeah, if it's Ford, then you're queer. Is there any therapy I could take to get over the fact I don't like umblots watching me?
We can work on that.
I'm done.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and that includes at Dr. Scott Thornton. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next, and for all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
You'll.
Russ Martin Show. Rocks the Metroplex.